Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. How y'all doing today? Welcome to the show. We're going to have a really good show today. We're going to be talking about deeper relationships with yourself to have a close relationship with your angels. We also have a guest today, Alicia Lyons. She has a show here on Block Talk Radio called Sub Rosa Magic. It's a really good show. I'm not really sure when it's on, but she's going to be on with us later on. She's going to show up about 7 o'clock, 7:30. And if you have any questions or want to ask her any questions, I'm pretty sure she'll be able to answer those questions for you. She's a tarot reader. She's a spiritual advisor. And she has a lot of qualifications, and I hear she's very good. I honestly have not had a reading from her myself. I've actually been wanting to get some insight on the whole thing, and I just like meeting new readers. It's great to have that kind of interaction. And it seems like everybody that I meet, you know, it just seems like we all are in a situation where we're learning from each other, and I just love that interaction. So therefore, I try to let it happen as much as possible. And we got some really great gifts. I guess we could call them gifts. We're going to have some great shows here coming up pretty soon. And also, guys, I want to remind everybody that Friday and Saturday I'm going to be here New Year's Eve and New Year's Day at 6 p.m. doing readings, nothing for 3 hours. Nothing but 3 hours of angel readings, psychic readings, and tarot readings. That's Friday and Saturday, this Friday. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be doing that. We also got a tune in Monday. Monday I have a guest with me who's also going to be, her name is Barbara Reynolds. She has a great show here on Block Talk Radio as well. And you can get to know her even more. And I hear she's very good. She channels. And I actually got a reading from her, which was actually the very first time I've ever got a reading from somebody who actually channels. And it was a very exciting, very enlightening reading, I'll have to say. I just felt really positive leaving that whole thing. And just the idea of working with Barbara was just a joy. I'm actually looking forward to her being on the show and actually working with her some more. Then we have January 4th, and we have a woman who's going to be on here, and her name is, let me see here, her name is T-Love, and she has a show, let me find it here real quick, I just had it too, isn't that crazy when you have these things right in front of you and now you can't find them? Anyway, she's going to be with us. I can't remember. I had the name of the show. Anyway, tune in Tuesday. Energy Awareness. She has a show. I think it's the same name as Energy. The name of the show is Energy Wellness. And she's going to be here on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we're going to have Jacqueline. She's an angel reader. She has a show here on Block Talk Radio called The Angel Whisperer. She's very, very talented. I've actually listened to her show a couple times, and she's just a very delightful person. And just join us on those shows. I guarantee you're going to learn something before you walk away. Plus, we're also, like always, we always do readings on those shows as well. So it's going to be good. I just ask you to all join us and just to really be a part of all the energy that goes on, because I just feel like these shows are very powerful, and you can just feel the angels around you, and the people I talk to just really, I guess you would sit there and say, just confirms that. Like I said, today we're going to have Alicia here on the show, so tune in at 7:30. You can get a chance to talk to her and ask her some questions. We're going to get to know a little bit more about her and that kind of thing, so it's going to be great. Also, I have a co-host, and she should be hanging out here pretty soon, too. Oh, there she is, so let's bring her on. Bring her on the show. Hold up. We're going to try to do this. Switchboard keeps bouncing around. So, Desiree, is that you?
Yeah, it sure is.
So, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. Mercury retrograde is, from my understanding, is over. Now, it's going to go forward. Now, it might take a couple days in effect, so if you're still feeling a lot of computer difficulties right now, just hang in with it, because it supposedly, if you know anybody that calls in that's an astrologer, they can give us some verification on it. And this is a good thing now. So, you know, we've been...
Got that right.
Well, yeah, it is. Come on now. Well, everything that we've been trying to plant for the last 3 weeks has been in what's called planning phases. Right? And what's really great about the topic today, which by far I love it, because it's saying talk about deeper relationship with yourself and helping you to have a closer relationship with your angels and everyone around you, taps in exactly with Mercury retrograde. So, you know, we're gonna go forward with this, and this is a perfect time to do that. Perfect day.
Yeah, because I was talking to you about this too, where I think that the importance here is, it seems like when you have a closer relationship with your angels, that means you're actually really listening and you're doing your work. You're working on yourself, so therefore, by tuning into these energy centers, chakras, your aura, and also the ideal of just listening to your angels, it's like, you know, you've probably had this with your parents and that kind of stuff, when you know, kind of listen and take their advice, and you have a tendency to get closer. So it's the same thing with the spiritual world, too. The more you listen, the more the connection, more the closeness between the two. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And
you okay?
What I really strongly suggest is that relationship that you're starting or beginning, or just that you've already been going through, is a very strong connection that we need to be doing on a daily basis. And maybe we'll be able to get, our guests that will come on to explain a little bit more about that. But I feel it's very important to have a spiritual relationship, because we are spiritual beings in a physical body.
Yeah, it's one of those situations that people don't understand, that you are a spiritual being in a human body, right? And then it's the ideal. You're not trying to be more spiritual. You already are. It's just the idea of realizing that and just being more of it. Or just coming into your own. I guess that's what I would say. More like coming into your own and realizing if you are a spiritual being, how powerful you are. And the idea of being a spiritual being is just connecting with other spiritual beings, which is basically a natural thing in the first place. We all come from the same source. God created the angels. God created us. So, you know, it's a way of looking those two together. But I'm just saying, with the situation, if you're here listening to the show, I think you've taken the first step of listening to your angels, and you're listening to guidance to be here. If you're sitting there reading books and you're focusing on meditations to connect with your angels and just being attracted to a lot of things where you're just opening up new doorways, then you're listening to your angels already. Would you have anything else to say to that, Desiree?
I totally agree with you, and I find that when you start to really start having a deeper relationship with you, that it will come in It'll come in threes. I find the signs come in.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, boy, they're really trying to tell you to, the angels are really trying to tell you, you know, that they're here for you. And that is on our plane right now. So mm-hmm. if anybody's out there that's going to I would just say experience this. I would love to hear their what's happening with them regarding that, because that is really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, by the way, talking about being there for you, we're also here for you too. Me and Desiree both do readings. If you want to contact us and get some really good private readings, because you only get to really talk to us for like 5 or 10 minutes on the air, and we definitely recommend that you get at least an hour reading. But if you're good for a half hour, that's fine too as well. But if you really want to reach us, you can reach me at 937-838-6337. That's 937-838-6337. Or else you can contact me on my website, which is actually psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. That's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or you can reach Desiree at 18... I'm trying to figure this out. Today I can't talk. Are you sure the Mercury retrograde is really out of the way?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm telling you, today's the last day.
Yeah, the residue. Okay.
It's a residue effect, so just bear with yourself.
Okay. It's kind of bad, too, because I can actually see your number. I've gotten it written down. It's actually on the screen, too. So
yeah,
it's kind of
so
bad.
So that's pretty bad, isn't it? You're looking at it.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get this out here, okay? Here we go. 818-200-7431. I'll say that again. That's 818-200-7431. Or else you can contact her at her website, which is adoredangel@yolasite.com. That's adoredangel@yolasite.com. So contact us. Right now, the way things are going, my rates are $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. That's just for the people who call in this show. I'm sure if you go to the website, you'll notice that my regular prices are $100 for an hour and $50 for a half hour. So that $10 for an hour, $5 for a half hour, good rates, good thing going on. Should let down the resistance a little bit to get so you can get in there, because next year, you know, we're talking about past lives. In the last week, we're talking about past life readings and past life regressions. Really good for going into the new year, because you can get some insights on with the past lives anyway. You can get some insights on why you do things. Trace it back to the source. We can help you with that. We can also help you release it, and we can also help you through the healing. So we're here for you as well. I think we also work with angels, so it's a team here. So we're trying to help you out. So therefore, give it a break. So Desiree, I mean, what are your rates going on right now?
Well, my rates are the same as yours.
$100
for 1 hour and $50 for half. Doing the same specials, $10 for 1 hour, $5 for half, because of the fact that just for you listening to us really means a lot. It's our way of saying thank you, giving gratitude for just for us being here, because that's what it's all about. It's all about healing and sharing, learning, teaching. And
mm-hmm.
as you're calling in as a listener, I'm sure we're going to learn so much information that we can pass on to others, and that's really what this world's all about.
Yes, it is. And I also want to sit here and talk about certain things. We're talking about connections and deeper relationships, but sometimes I wonder about other psychics I've talked to. I don't want to mention anybody by name, but it's amazing when you sit there and I have a tendency to call other people here on Blog Talk Radio and even other psychics. And I, like I said, we've already discussed this before. I believe I can read myself 100%. But every once in a while, I like to go and get other insights from other people. I was kind of amazed yesterday when I got on the I went on to someone's show last night, just for the ideal of asking questions, no more, no less. And I don't believe in hiding anything either, so I told them exactly who I was. And all of a sudden, the lady, when I sat there and said I have a show on it, the 31st and the 1st, she got very upset and told me I could not advertise on her show. And I thought that was a really insulting, because, first of all, she's supposed to be a psychic and she's supposed to have insight. I really believe that she really, really, really would have had insight on that whole situation. She just would have seen that I was actually looking into companionship any kind of relationships coming up or anything around me? Never got a chance to even ask the question. All I said was, she asked me, she said, what are you calling in for today? I said, well, I'm calling in to ask a question about companionship because I've got all this good stuff going on and everything else, just wanting someone to share it with. And so she started doing the reading and stuff, and then she said, I need to just spend more time outside the house, you know, get out instead of spending so much time inwards. So go outside and have some fun. So I said, well, I don't know if I can do that, because she said, you should definitely do it this weekend. What's the 4th of July? Well, I really want to be in July, huh? Warm, warm, warm.
You want to be in the summer.
Yeah, but I was sitting there talking and stuff, and she said, you need to get out this weekend, pretty much. You know, get out, and it'd be a perfect weekend. I said, well, I said, I guess you're talking about balancing my life, because I said, I'm actually doing a show the 31st and the 1st. And all of a sudden, she just like went right into defense mode and said, you know, I don't like, you know, don't come on here advertising. And I will say it right now for everybody out there listening. If you're a psychic and I've asked you to be on my show, or you just call in and ask me a couple questions, the first thing I'm going to do is say, oh, really? Do you have a show here on Block Talk Radio? And if they say yes, I'm going to sit there and go, will you tell everybody out there who you are, what your rates are, what numbers are to contact you? Because we're going to sit there and promote psychics, because that's what we do. We're all one big team out here. So if anybody wants to sit there and be discriminative about certain things and don't let people come on there and speak and tell people who they are, what is she trying to do? Keep the market to herself? Let me tell you one thing about this whole thing, guys. We're talking about deeper relationships out there. Also, the idea of connecting with your angels and realizing who you are, there is no such thing as competition. Competition is a human, arrogant thing of thinking somebody's taking something from you. If you want to, it also falls in the category of being selfish. Okay? The ideal is you're on this earth for a reason. If you wasn't here, more or less, the ideal you're supposed to be here would throw everything off balance. Everybody's in a balance. When people try to control, there's something about that person that needs to be balanced out because she's scared to death that someone's taking something from her, which I had nothing to do. If anything, I've already invited her to be on my show. So I'm already sharing with her, because when she comes on this show, she's going to be introduced to all you out there, so therefore you're going to know who she is. And I recommend that when I bring anybody on this show, it's like anything else I tell you about, any techniques or any books or anything like that, I don't tell you anything just because I think it's a good idea. I've used those books. I've used those CDs. The psychics that come on this show, I've listened to their shows. I've gotten advice, readings from them. So I definitely 100% recommend these people to anybody. If you don't want to sit here and, you know, maybe you want to get a second opinion, hey, you're more than welcome to do what you got to do. If you feel like you need to do that, that's another way of listening to your intuition. Listen to your angels, you know, saying, okay, if you feel uncomfortable, go to somebody else. I would not stop anybody from doing the same thing because I have a tendency to do the same thing myself. If someone doesn't hit me right, I go to somebody else as quick as you can say, you know, snap holy. So, you know, the idea of the whole thing out there, I mean, if the lady's out there listening and she knows who she is, I know who she is, and it's just appalling to have somebody do that because that means you have an insecurity about your own financial situation. So therefore, deal with that and don't attack everybody else. So let's get on with our show here. Let's talk about the deeper relationship with your angels. We can actually point it to the person out there who was doing that. Are you really connected with your angels? Are you talking to your guidance? I'm pretty sure your guidance would not tell you to attack everybody. You must separate your ego from your spiritual self as well. And the more you become deeper into your meditations, into your angel work and connecting with your angels and realize what that guide is, you start walking away from that whole thing and you don't need anything. It's like, I guess you would say that's what you come up with. I don't need anything. It's just now it's getting to the point where I feel comfortable. So if I don't get it, it's like a reminder. It's like they're telling me, okay, why didn't you get that? You didn't need it. Simple as that. You just didn't need it. But then in the process of letting that go, I'm pretty sure all of us have gone through this. Something comes into our lives that was a whole lot better for us. And if we would have snagged on the first thing that we thought we needed, we wouldn't have had that space open for what really came in to make our lives even better. What I believe is it's the ideal of the when you sit there and work on your chakras, those are energy centers. Okay, when you open those up, you start feeling, hearing, seeing, knowing, just everything around you. And that's the idea of being aware of your angels. So when you start opening those pathways, you're opening up. It's like having a clog. It's like having a clogged phone line, or someone cuts your phone line and then they reconnect it. You know, they give you a new one, and then the signal's a whole lot clearer. It's the same thing with the angels of opening those things up. I've always felt like your aura is actually an extension of your spirit. So basically, it's almost like protecting yourself. So it's just the idea of being aware of that protection and realize what it's all about. So therefore, you can reinforce it again, and then it just opens up. But they're also like having these big sensors, because, you know, it seems like people who really work on that, when they walk in the rooms, they know what the attitude or the personality of the room is. They can sense things with people if it's hostile, you know, if it's hostile or if it's positive. They just sense that. So it's, you know, it's like, I guess you would say the auras and your chakras are like antennas. Once, as long as they're clear or open, you can hear whatever's going on around you, and then you start knowing. I know for a fact I can feel them all around me. If you're not too sure about the whole situation, just ask yourself. Sit down one day and say, okay, I'm now surrounded by angels. And I guarantee you'll definitely feel a difference. And what we're going to do here, we're going to keep talking about this. We're also going to give some tips on how to do better readings. Because some of you have a tendency to get frustrated with your readings and going, not really know if you're connecting with your cards or not. So throughout the show, we're going to be giving you tips. I'm sure Desiree has some really good tips that she wants to give you. So why don't we just start with her right now?
Oh, that's a great idea. You know what? How I really want to start from the beginning, because this is what I always do, is that we could just take a minute here, the daily guidance from your angels. And I just wanted to read for affirming the new year and also reviewing your year. So what we could possibly do is both. I'm going to read this and just take this in. It'll be kind of like our meditation right now. And then I'll give you a little bit of the tips if you don't mind. Is that all right?
That's fine. Sounds good.
Okay. Review your year is the thought for today. I am God's magnificent child. Every moment that I live is a masterpiece of learning and growth. I use these year's lessons as a tool and a platform for an event, more amazing time to come. And what we could do while we are trying to create this deepening of a relationship with our angels is to review the past year with your angels. Why don't we stand out in our minds what we think about it? What did we learn from this past year? What are some of our favorite memories? What would we like to change and experience in the coming year? And as we go about preparing for the future, take a good, honest look at yourself, at the past, when you are connecting with your angels. And every situation that we've been in has always been an opportunity to learn and grow. And sometimes we've been experiencing some very painful times. And the painful times that we have experienced means that we are having basically the greatest growth and change and improvement in your life, even though you may not see it. So the angels are saying don't regret the past month. Each moment was a masterpiece because we are, you know, we are God's magnificent child. We are the ones that are able to ask our angels to basically say, you know, we need help in preparing and propelling ourselves even into more of an amazing future. And the angels are always there every day of every year, ready to help all of us if we just ask. And that is so important. So if we could be doing that while we review our year. And also a lot of our, I would say, the present and the future, where we would like to affirm to our angels as we get into a very deep relationship with them, is how are we going to experience next year? What do we want to change? And also, we just want to know what are the possibilities available to us if we just, again, ask. And we want to know that it's important to just affirm what you desire in the coming months. Also to manifest the words that we speak and think and write, which we always do, but we don't do it enough. And they're really asking to write a mental and written list of our dreams for the coming year. Turn every goal that we decide for the next year into an affirmative statement,
mm-hmm.
so that we can basically know that our wishes are already fulfilled, which you always do, Mr. Psychic Journeyman. You're always saying that. That's the first thing that you do in the morning. So, again,
mm-hmm.
they're saying thank you for the universe, for the manifestations of the desires, the gratitude, the answers to the prayers, and just release the worries, the doubts about your manifestation of your dream. Open your heart, your mind, and arms to receive all the good that the universe offers right now. And that's just so important, is just to go within yourself and get some quiet time and just
mm-hmm.
listen to the voice that is trying to talk to you.
Heck yeah.
Because those are your angels talking to you.
Also, I want to say one more thing, Desiree. You also work in a shop where you're at, where you live at. Why don't you give everybody who's actually listening, who's local, give them the information on how they can contact you through this this shop that you work at. So.
Oh, sure. Well, I work at the Crystal Matrix. It's in Glendale, California. And the best way to basically get a reading over there would be to call me, and then I could set up the time, or just call me direct at 818-200-7431.
Okay, sounds good.
And it's a wonderful, I was just going to say, it's if you are in need of crystals, that is what it's known for. And we always need healing crystals wherever we go.
Oh, yeah. Also, another thing, too, to think about, I was working with a client last week where we put crystals in the windows. Crystals, especially quartz crystals, all around you can actually enhance the energy that you already have, where you can actually use that energy yourself, which is actually good for chakra clearings. I used to use a a quartz crystal for cleansing my third eye and focusing and actually increasing the strength of it as well. So crystals are very important. So if you get a chance to go down there and get you some crystals, I definitely would do that. Also, contact her. Her phone number is 818-200-7431. Or contact her at her website, adoredangel@yolasite.com. Like we said, we're all here to help you out as much as we can, too. So it's one of those things that connecting with your angels. It's the idea of first working with your chakras and things like that. But also with the situation of listening, one way to actually start really connecting with your angels is the idea of asking for, like, any kind of situation you're in. I mean, I've had girls who ask for guys with great sex lives, you know, and people think, okay, that's kind of crazy. No, it's not. That's something that you want. And angels will help you in every area of your life, every aspect of anything that goes on, because those things are a part of life. You know, people connect in certain ways. And actually, if you really study the idea of intimate relationships, so what happens between two people when they do have those kind of relationships, there's a lot of energy that transfers. That's why it's really hard in those situations to get away from certain people, because that energy has kind of intermingled with each other. So if you ever wonder how come you can't let go of somebody, you got to sit there and think about it and be logical too as well and say, okay, the man's freaking married. And maybe the reason I can't break the freaking tie is because I had sex with him. Now we have this really strong emotional connection. Once you realize that, you can also sever those connections. It's the ideal, savoring your energy for the right person. Some people think and look at that whole thing going, well, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. It's a lot of, more or less, guidance like that is the ideal of protecting you from all the pain and hurt that you're going to subject yourself by what you think you have to do. It's a human concept to be bouncing around and thinking, I got to do all these things to figure out what's going on. I've actually heard girls even say that. I can't tell if I love a guy unless I have sex with him. Which I think, no, it's the other way around. That's what I could have swore anyway. Wouldn't you agree, Desiree?
Well, yeah, I do agree with absolutely what you're saying, because it's what you're putting out there that you are going to attract. So you're the one that needs to basically look inside yourself and say, what is it that I want? And ask your angels to help you with it. And I always say to write it down. It's important to do that. Write down specifically what it is in the man or the female that you're looking for to the T. And
right.
I'm talking about description, you know, really somebody tall, somebody short, somebody with blue eyes, somebody with green eyes, somebody that has your own spiritual makeup that you want in your life.
Yeah, we talked about this before where we talk about the ideal descriptions and writing it down. I do the same thing. It's like write down in your journal. I mean, I actually got my I got my vision board up, and it was like I had three of them, one for my relationships, one for things I was focusing on, working, you know, keeping in shape, and then I had one for my career. And I had them all in my bedroom, where the very first thing I saw when I got up in the mornings was those focus boards. And I have some people come in and say things like, there's a beautiful girl in the middle of your focus board. You honestly think you can get that kind of girl? And I'm sitting there going, yeah, I do. That's the whole point of manifestation. But it's also the ideal. I connected with my angels, and my angels were telling me, quit limiting yourself. It was actually cool, Desiree. I recommend Barbara yourself. When I got this reading, this channeled reading, it was really cool because I connected with Gabriel. I found out, yes, I do have Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, but I also had a slew of angels around me, protecting me, guiding me, going through the whole realm. But Gabriel was telling me that the biggest problem I basically had, if you want to call it a problem, it was a situation I needed to correct, was the idea of limitations, the idea of watching what you say, what, you know. And here we are, guidance and connecting and looking, and here we are working on Blog Talk Radio, where we have such a mass of people that we can actually connect with. In case we don't know something, we can learn from. I just thought it was very intense. So it was just the whole thing was just falling into place. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. So when I started talking, so when Gabriel was telling me this, I basically said, am I going to make $200 this week? And basically the question came back was, why are you limiting yourself to $200?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the idea is, in the Bible it says, you have not because you ask not. So therefore I learned the best thing to do in situations like that is to ask for everything. Of course, you're going to be in a situation of being told no or something won't happen. But I've also noticed that when you get this deeper relationship with your angels and you're listening to your guidance spontaneously, you can also make decisions the same way. Spontaneously, you're going to go, I know exactly what I need to do. And see, you're going to take your faith one step further, and you're going to know. Not the idea of faith is going to happen. You just know it's going to happen. And when you're in that kind of situation, when people ask you a question, how much do you make a week? I make $1,000 a week. Maybe at that moment you don't make $1,000 a week, but every time you say that, you're affirming that you make $1,000 a week. So eventually, you're going to be making $1,000 a week. And don't be surprised if it doesn't happen the next day. I mean, I've just been in too many situations where I did the same thing. People were like, I was working for the carnival, and people say, how much you make a week anyway? I said, $400. I was only making $350. But 2 weeks later, I ran into my boss, walked up to him. I said, you know something? And I think this was another guidance, too, of angels, knowing that angels are there, gave me the confidence to walk up to this man and say, I think I deserve to make $400 a week. And guess what? I walked away from talking to him. He shook my hand. He said, no problem. I think you're right. And he gave me a raise. And the next thing I know, I was making $400 a week. So the idea of affirming it, I think, opened the door. Also gave me the confidence. But listening to my angels and knowing that they've never led me astray on anything I've ever done just gave me the strength to walk up to that man who's not one of the easiest men to work with. He's very moody. He's bipolar. But see, I didn't let all those things stand in the way. One thing I focused on was, I want to make $400 a week. And they gave me the strength to do that. They was there the whole way. The guidance was there. And the closeness and the whole thing was the ideal. This is the best thing for you. Don't limit yourself. And when you sit there and really get these deep relationships with your angels and the guidance that's around you, and also guys listening too. So So therefore, he talks to you as much as anybody else does too. But the reason we're focusing on the angels, because even in Psalms 91, it says God gives angels charge over you. So it also said God always knows before you even ask. So those angels are probably there because he already knew you were going to ask, so he put them in place. But it's the ideal, that's how everything works. And everybody can feel positive energy around them all the time. This is just a way of helping you to understand what that's all about. It's just not you, it's them. It's also you're connecting with your spiritual beings. You're connecting with everything that's spiritual. Okay? And sometimes you pick it up just right away because you're in this human body. But it still exists and it's still there, and you are still it too as well. So it's just a realization of loving yourself, of realizing where you come from, of realizing that maybe these angels have been working with you, not just this lifetime, but many freaking lifetimes. I mean, it's just one of those phenomenal things that I know for a fact by working with angels. A lot of things have been brought to my attention from many, many things, and I know things so instinctively, so quickly, and the more I listen, the more I get connected, the more it just keeps getting better and better and better. So you can't sneeze at these things, and I'm just encouraging everybody to do the same thing. I mean, I don't care if it's the ideal, you're at the bathroom, and you're kind of hoping for the line to disappear and move on. I've been in situations like this too, Desiree. I'll be sitting there at the store, and my friend's sitting there going, look at this freaking long-ass line. I'm sitting there going, okay, watch this. And we'll be the next ones to get waited on. He goes, how's that? Next thing you know, the people in front of us either change their mind or whatever. But next thing you know, we're sitting there standing in front of the cashier. And he goes, how do you do that? And it's the ideal. It's what I wanted. And I had faith in that was going to happen. That's what happened. And they would sit there and go, okay, sure. But then they started noticing every time I would walk into a store or say every time we went to Walmart, I would always affirm a parking place. And every time we would go to Walmart, sure enough, we parked right in front. Or it'd be one of those situations, if it wasn't there, someone was pulling out just as we got there so we could pull in. You know, things like this happen all the time. So, you know, the idea of connecting with your angels is the idea of seeing miracles happen not just one time a day, maybe 10 or 20 times a day. And that's the whole thing. It gets to a point where every morning when you wake up, you have all this anticipation of exactly what's going to happen. So, I mean, go ahead.
No, I believe exactly what you mean, you know, what you're saying is completely true. And, you know, I pulled up from the gift box cards just exactly what we're saying. And I just had to read it to you because it was just like almost, it was just so sweet. It said, help me, Heavenly Father, to find the time this day to be alone with thee. So they're just saying, you know what, you need to spend that time. If we go into the Bible, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they will follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And that's John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. So all we need to do is we just need to listen, because if you're saying, yes, hear the voice, and it's right there, right in front of you.
Exactly. Plus, like I say, you know, I guess you have to live it before you understand it. But also remember, we just understand the other day. Remember one thing, guys, when you're manifesting things, it's a co-creation. It's a co-relationship. You're working with your angels, God, everyone around you to manifest these into reality. It's like you affirm it, and they're going to help you get there. That's why we don't have to worry about it. Just focus on the outcome. As you're focusing on the outcome, you're going to see these things fall in your path as opportunities to get where you're going. And if you're too busy complaining, or you're not sure, or you're just kind of confused, it's because you're not listening. And they're sitting there going, it's so simple. So once you just do the simple thing, instead of, you know, going down first, second, and third, and making all these turns and going down an alley because you think it's a shortcut, why don't you just listen to them and go straight down Main Street to where your destination is at? I don't understand why people have a tendency to make things more difficult than they are. But when we sit here and look at the situations, we're talking about focusing on your angels, and when you focus on your spiritual lifestyle and you start doing the spiritual things, the journals, start focusing on. I mean, me personally, it was the idea of just opening up and letting myself be guided to where I needed to go. Well, the next thing I know, I'm reading 10 books a week, and I'm just doing all this stuff, which was kind of amazing to me too. At the same time, but it was just getting all this information and being driven to get more information, and you just felt like that, well, something's going to happen, and every time I did that, something did follow that I needed all the information for. But it was the idea of learning how to listen to that and just instinctively going through it. and it was the ideal. One story in particular was I had gone, I had my neighbor at the center talking about if he didn't have a car, just give me all these freaking lowdowns of all the things that if he didn't have these things, he couldn't work. I can't go to a job. I can't work. I got to have a car to get there. You know, you always have to have a car when you have a job or you can't keep it. So I'm sitting there going, no, you don't. And I never said that to him. But I just, what I did was I went out, and I know for a fact my angels had always taken me into town and back and forth to town. I mean, I had a couple rides where I was like, okay, guys, I need to go in town and get some groceries. I told my neighbor, we had a big snowstorm, so I hitchhiked into town. And I told him, I said, once you give me a list of things that you want, give me a long list in case I can get a ride into town. And then give me a short list in case I don't, so I can at least bring something back for you. And they looked at me and said, so which one of those lists you think you're going to fill up? I said, the long one, you know. So,
oh, okay.
So, I walked down, so the girl was freaked out. His girlfriend was, because I walked down to the road. I wasn't down there 5 minutes, and I was gone. I had a guy pick me up. This is like 20 minutes out of town, okay? The guy picks me up, drops me off in front of the grocery store, and tells me when I'm done, they're going right back they're going back home anyway, which goes right by my house. So just get your stuff. He said, you need to meet me down where we're at, or you can sit and wait. We'll pick you up on the way back through. So I got to ride one ride into town and back to a home. And that wasn't the one miracle that really freaked me out. It was the idea that this guy said he couldn't have a job unless he had a car. So I hitchhiked into town and got a job where he used to work. And I kept that job for almost 3 or 4 months before I moved from Tennessee. But I had that job for 4 months, and I didn't have a car. What I would do is I would walk to the main highway, which was about a 20-minute walk, and I'd always get a ride. And it seemed like it was so funny. Every morning when I went down, I would walk, and it was kind of funny. I would walk down to the highway. Well, in the midst of taking this walk, I used to call it my walk and talk with God. And I would talk with God as I was walking, saying, this is pretty incredible. This is going on. These are the things I would like to happen. And it was just talking. And then it was the idea of, now I realize it was more of a collaboration between the angels and everything was going on. But I went down there. I get to the highway. And that, you know, every time I get down there, I would be out there. And I would say, okay, God, I need to get to work so I won't be late. And every time a ride would come by and pick me up and always take me to work. And this one guy actually took me to work one morning, and he was actually going the opposite direction. He takes me to work first, and then he goes to his work, which was in the opposite direction. So I'm telling, you know, it's like people keep thinking about all the things you can't do. Stop thinking about that. Think about things you can do. The one thing about this whole situation was that was a miracle to me. There was a guy on Thursdays. It would be every Thursday. This guy would pull up. He would never roll his window down. He would never do nothing. He never told me who he was. I would just see him pull over, and something just told me. Now I know it was my angels telling me to hop in the back of the truck, and this guy would get me to work. And he did. And this went on for like 3 months. I never knew who this guy was. Never talked to him, never nothing. He would just pull up, go to work, and it was just the way it was. Finally, 3 months later, the guy rolls his window down. He said, oh, by the way, my name is Roy. I thought I'd just tell you that. I'm sitting there going, well, nice to meet you. I said, I guess we've actually known each other for a long time, but I guess it's about time we know each other's names, because we never spoke a word to each other at all. That's what we're talking about, guidance really working for you. That's got two people coming, you know? But that
absolutely.
Whole situation. But there was one, we had a couple people, I noticed that when they picked me up in the mornings, they would be playing gospel music too. So I think that was like a sign saying, I think this is the one. But it was incredible. And it's pretty intense. But see, that was the ideal of you're building that deep relationship just by spontaneously listening. And then they know that you trust them. They trust you. What they never did stop trusting you in the first place. Because I always believe that guidance has always been there. It's us that turns away from it. And then we have to get back to that point. So it's the idea of learning those things again and saying, okay, why am I attracted to angels? Because you're a spiritual being too. So I'm thinking about just taking some calls, and we can talk in between calls and give you guys all the tips that you need. The first tip for tarot card readings that I've found that's really good is the idea of taking a couple of deep breaths before you actually go into a reading, and even talking to the client that you have and asking them to take 3 deep breaths real slow. kind of calm yourself down, relax, that kind of stuff. And then also, me personally, it depends on what you want to do with the things, but I've actually done a lot of different spreads that I've never used again. It just seemed like it was just for that person or that couple or whatever. So, you know, listen to that kind of guidance that comes through and say, this is the person and this is the way you need to do your cards. Because I guarantee if you listen, the information comes through very clearly too as well. That's why they're trying to get you to do that. So try that one. Also, I've always done the thing where you shuffle the cards. What you do is you have your client shuffle the cards, get their energy on the cards, and then you shuffle the cards, mix them together. It always, for some reason, always seemed like it was always an easy read. You know, everything just came through loud and clear. And like I've always said, I don't really read cards. I actually just listen. And that's the whole thing, too. But the cards have a tendency to give insights to what you're picking up, too, as well. So just take both of them and put them together. You get the whole picture. You have, is there any kind of tips you'd like to give everybody about how to do better readings? Or even, the one thing I've noticed is that people try to do readings for themselves. And when you do readings for yourself, you can do these things. But you better be really, really good in what you, how would you put this? Be very confident in yourself that you can separate yourself. How about you, Desiree?
I agree with you. Because when I'm doing a reading also, it's called, I'll look at the card and then I will have it in my hand. And let's say it could be just the word, I'll take pull one out right now. Just miracles. So I'm looking at the picture, and I'm looking at the words, and I feel the energy that's going in when I'm holding a card. That's really important. And to look at the imagery that's in the picture and try to say to yourself, well, what exactly are you picking up in the card? What is the message that the card is trying to speak to you? And that really helps for me. And also just allowing the energy when you're looking at a client to see what kind of energy they're giving back to you. Because that's really important. Because, you know, we can take an oracle deck and we can go through each page of, let's say, what miracles is. And I can read all the description that basically another author wrote. And it's great to pick up the hints from it. But when it comes down to it, it's really going to be all about your own energy. And it's also about you being confident in allowing yourself to basically give the messages. And that does come with time, as it doesn't happen overnight. This is called practice. And it's called trust. You really need to trust in your angels when you're doing that. And if you feel like you're getting blocked, then, of course, you're going to, take a little time away from going back to doing the readings. And, you know, I put out cards for myself every single day, and I just look at them, and I ask my angels what kind of answers. Basically, it's kind of like my roadmap. I'll say, all right, what's happening today in the morning along with my meditation? And I'll put out, like, maybe 5 cards and just say, all right, this is what's going to be happening today. And sure enough, at the end of the day, it had happened, what I had put out in the morning. So that's always my trust.
Yeah.
My trust is what they're telling me.
Another thing I would recommend, too, as I've done this before myself from time to time, something, I don't think it's something you have to do all the time, but when you do get a deck of cards, what I call introducing yourself to your cards is taking your cards, turning them over where you're actually looking at the faces of them. Run through those cards. Touch each one of them as you go through it and get your energy on those cards. And then take those cards when you're done with them and make a fan out of them. Put them over your chest and just imagine the love, like, you know, energy from your heart going into these cards. So people always used to ask me this all the time, your cards are just too positive. I don't think there's such thing as too positive, but it was one of those things I felt like it was because the idea of focusing on the cards was the idea of giving loving messages, which so I would get some messages about negative things, but they would always give me positive ways to help them deal with them and get out of them and change them. So, you know, it was one of those things like that. And then when you do that, it's just say yourself, love. Love is in my cards. My cards give loving messages to the people I work with. And a little prayer like that is something I would say.
And you know what? I love what you're saying because of the fact that it is out of love that we're doing this work, and that's so important to keep the heart chakra open and to allow the energy to come in and out. I was going to say, too, that when I've done the same thing to touch each card and have a relationship with each card, you don't also need to feel that this is like a science, you know, like having to do a chemistry quiz here. It's called, everything's very, very simple. You know, if you see the word miracle, what does the word miracle mean to you? You don't have to, like, go into this long dissertation on, well, what miracles mean to me. Just say, you know what, a miracle's coming to me. Thank you. How easy can that be?
Yeah, plus I was also saying we could go over this one more time, too. Guys, get this down here. This is what I say before I do readings. And I also suggest one thing that came to me this morning. I was thinking about, I have a tendency to do chakra clearings with my chakra CDs after a series of readings or after I do a couple of shows. The message I got this morning was the idea of doing those chakra clearings after each reading because of the situation, or just looking at how deep you went into those readings when you were doing them in the first place. When you come out of those things, there's a good chance you've brought back with you residue from the person you were working with. And that's not saying they're bad people. It's just the ideal people have a tendency to pick up negative energy and negative things, and you don't want that to happen, so it's best that you sit there and do your chakra clearings on those situations, especially if you do this kind of work. If you're a person that doesn't do this kind of work, and you every once in a while give a reading to somebody, then I don't think you have anything to worry about. Do your two chakra clearings a day, one in the morning, one in the night. I think you'd be good to go. But there was this one prayer that I like to use, and the one I usually get drawn to the most is this one here where it's like, Dear God, Archangels, Angels, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my readings so that they are in the light, specific, and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. So you're opening the door, not just for blessings to happen to the people you're working with, but I guarantee you're also going to get some answers to your own situations and own questions and what's going on, and maybe even get some insights on what direction you should go. But it's also asking you, have you acknowledged your angels today? And it's not because they feel left out. It's just the idea of keeping that connection open constantly and working on it. After a while, I mean, after you do this for a very, very long time, it's just a spontaneous thing. You don't have to do it because you're spontaneously doing it all the time. So you don't need to do that, but to get things started, just take a couple minutes and do that kind of stuff. And I think it would be good for everybody to do the same thing, because we've always talked about this before, where everybody's psychic, and it's just the idea of realizing how intuitive you really are, and then once you do that, it's just easier to make decisions with your own life. So if you think about that comment, the idea of people saying, psychics say this a lot too, that you can't read for yourself, I mean, just listen to that statement. Clear up the whole ideal of listening to your intuition to make better decisions in your life. That kind of counteracts that one of saying we can't read ourselves. It's because that's why we have psychic ability in the first place, to read ourselves, to make decisions. And I think if you sit back and think about it, guys, you'll start noticing that there's been times you've listened to yourself. You know, you missed an accident, missed a situation, missed a floor that was wet. You didn't go down that way. Something told you to go a different direction. You were listening to your angels at that moment. So therefore, to sit there and say you can't read yourself, it's just the idea of paying attention that you were. Okay? And we're going to open up the phone lines here and start taking some calls. If you want to call in and have a thought or a comment about the show, or you want to just ask some questions, we are answering questions. We're doing psychic readings today. So give a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. We're going to go over the information here real quick, too. Desiree and I also do private readings. We'd love to work with you. We've also been talking about past life readings and past life regressions. They're very powerful. They're also very enjoyable, and it just helps you find out things about yourself and just enhances your life, too. And maybe you might find a blockage in there that's keeping you from actually listening 100% to your angels. Recommend those. Actually, usually my readings go $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. But now, for you guys who are calling in the show, we give you a special rate just for appreciation for calling and just your support this show. Thank you for the support, too, as well. We're giving you $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And yes, the life, the past life regressions and past life readings fall right in there too. Relationship readings, anything that I do, anything Desiree does can fall in that hour or half hour. So you definitely should take a chance and take advantage of those things. They're good until the end of January. We might actually extend it to the end of February since we've got Valentine's coming in there. And I know you all want some information and some insights to that whole thing, because I know some of you girls out there always call me up and try to get the idea and the lowdown on what kind of gift that your boyfriend's giving you when it's supposed to be a surprise. So don't call me, okay, because I'm not going to tell you. It's a surprise. Surprise, okay? So if you want to contact us, it's if you want to contact me, it's 937-838-6337. If you want to contact Adored Angel, which her number is 181. See, I did it again. 818-200-7431. We also have websites, too. You can go right there. Here, this one here is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. That's mine. If you want to reach Desiree, hers is adoredangel@yolasite.com. So definitely take advantage of those rates before the end of January, but then again, you never know. I think Desiree can agree with this. We're pretty nice people, and we have a tendency to be pretty lenient, open-minded, so I'm pretty sure I'll probably be going on until the end of February. So definitely get in there and get those calls in there, because we really want to really help you out, because like we were talking about before, it's very important that when you know the source, the root of what a problem is, it's a whole lot easier to solve and figure, you know, once you figure it out, you can solve it, move on, do what you got to do. And it makes it easier. The more you let go of those things, it's like we were talking about before. It's like having a chain to your back, and you're anchored into your past. And once you start letting go of certain things, you start moving forward again. If so many people out there feel like you're stagnating and things are just not happening quick enough, and you've hit a brick wall, those would definitely help out like you would not believe. And the idea of getting readings in right now, because of going into this next year, the next year is going to be phenomenal. And the more clear and open you are, the more tools you got to work with to go into this next year, the more guarantees you are of getting exactly what you want. And that's what we want you to do. We want that all for you as well. And we want the same thing for ourselves, right, Desiree? So we're all working here and saying, hey, it's all a big team. So let's make it happen, okay, guys? So sorry, Desiree, I didn't mean to cut you off. But
yeah, team effort, absolutely.
Okay, so this takes some calls and answers some questions. The number here, if you want to call in, is 646-721-9031. And if you have any thoughts or questions about what we're talking about, or just have some questions for us about that relationship, is it driving you nuts? We're here, and we're going to start answering those questions for you right now. As soon as I find my arrow on my computer. Okay, here we go. All right. Let's go with our first call. 410. You're on the air, and welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hi, my name is Ayana.
Ayana?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Say hi to Desiree.
Hi, Desiree.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy New Year.
Thank you, you too. Happy holidays.
So do you have a couple questions for us, or did you call about to come in on the show, or what?
Well, I was curious about my angels. I've been working with my spirit guide, but I was curious more so about what angels you may see around me, you know, either archangels or specific angels for specific reasons or energies, and what they might have to say for me or to me.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you been focusing a lot on relationships lately? Because I feel like there's a lot of angels around you because of that.
Oh, yeah, but I'm gladly and happily moving forward.
Well, that's good, but I'm just saying, when I see angels around you, I mean, that's why you're moving forward. There's a lot of work going on there. Right? The first angel I picked up with you, well, I would say you're definitely working with archangels, okay? I see this a lot with everybody. Archangel Michael is a big, strong one. You got Raphael, but you also got Archangel, if I'm saying this right, Chamel.
Yes.
And he's the angel I've always seen as pink. You'll see a pink color with Archangel. Archangel Michael is kind of a bluish. What is that, bluish? Help me out with this, Desiree. What color is that?
Yeah, it's bluish purple.
Bluish purple. There you go. Bluish purple. And then Archangel Raphael actually has the color of emerald green. So if you put this together, but the pink one is the one I keep picking up the most right now of working with you, because I feel like a relationship's coming in, and I feel like there's a lot of orchestration going on behind the scenes to make that happen. I also see the love angels. The love angels are basically there. I always see those in threes, and then but I see a lot of pink. So we have archangel and angels working with you on that relationship. Also, it seems like you've been working on a lot of things, of releasing a lot of things too, because of past relationships. And that's
yes.
And the reason it's been so easy for you in some aspect, because you're kind of amazed at yourself of letting go of things that you haven't let go for a long time.
Yes.
That's because of the angels working with you. So, you know, the ideal right now of you asking the questions means you want to connect with it more because you're really ready for that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to add to that, Desiree?
Well, I also like Jophiel. It has to do with beauty, uplifting your thought. It has to do with clearing clutter out of your life. So as you're going into the new year.
Which angel was that?
This is Archangel Jophiel.
Okay. You guys go ahead and talk. I'm going to hit a number here real quick. So you guys keep talking.
It's spelled Jophiel.
Alicia, is that you?
Yes, me.
Okay. Just hang out there.
I'm here.
Yeah, I saw your number popped up in the center going, I didn't recognize the last part. You're on the air right now. So Alicia Lyons is here with us right now, and I got so caught up in the topic of the show, I kind of like forgot everything else. So forgive me. Forgive me, Alicia. But, everybody go ahead and say hello to Alicia. I'm pretty sure she can give you some insights, too. So go ahead. I mean, just finish yourself, Desiree, and then Alicia can jump in there if she feels something that comes along, too, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this has to do with beautifying yourself, being the butterfly that you are within yourself. And it just means beauty all around you and beauty within yourself. And telling yourself that you love yourself, that's very important for you to be doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
She is the archangel of, she's the lover of beauty and orderliness, the way that's why it's to clear out the clutter, which you've been doing. So definitely call upon her. And what I would do is, she has what's called a dark pink halo color around her. And also, if you were going to go to a gemstone store, you would get a rubellite or a deep pink tourmaline. And also, that's why Psychic Journeyman is picking up for a new relationship for your heart. So besides rose quartz, you could do that. Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, indeed.
What angel was that again, Desiree? What, archangel?
This is Archangel Jophiel.
Jophiel,
yeah. And she's all about beauty. And she's a lover of beauty and orderliness is what she's all about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Alicia, would you have anything to add to that? Color.
I assume that there's already been something that has come to an end as far as love is concerned, yes? There's some pain there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what I'm also seeing, too, is that I think that, a lot of things are going to be coming to an end in your life, per se. I mean, there might be some more connections that you probably haven't considered yet, that may be ending with other people. And I will tell you that these cycles can be very painful when these things happen, one thing after another. But this is actually an act of freeing you. Things are going to come to an end because they need to come to an end so that things can unfold better for you. I think really what this is going to be about for you in the upcoming future, near future, is that you really need to get on your life path, your journey, what you need to realize for yourself and you need to make happen for yourself. And I think you're going to have a very interesting epiphany.
You said interesting epiphany?
Yeah, and in terms of when we start to wake up, if you will, when we really start to realize our life's purpose, the things that we need to do, it can happen any time in our life, and I think it's probably, for the best, it happens now. even if perhaps in some sense you're going to say, well, why would everything wait until now? If you think of this as everything has been training to prepare you to do better things.
Okay. So do you
see any... going to be a lot clearer in the future.
So do you see any angels in that area of my life that are accessible to me or that I should work with?
You know, that's the thing. I don't believe you. I was completely introduced, but I'm kind of old agey rather than new agey. But what I really think is that this is about a time period of you, for you, for growth. And anything you can do to help foster that growth for you, in whatever way you choose to do that, will be a good thing.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for
you're
the
welcome.
Call.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Alicia, I know it was kind of like I caught you off the whole thing, but why don't you just tell everybody who you are, tell you about tell them about your show, and tell them about the information they can actually contact you as well.
Okay, sure. My name is Reverend Alicia Lyon Fulbert. I have been a pagan and witch for 25 years. I run the pagan, the Pantheon Temple, formerly known as the Pagan Pagan. It was Connecticut's first Wiccan and Pagan Temple in Connecticut. And I also do a cable access television show. I did another show previous. The new one is called Keepers of the Flame. And I also do a blog talk video show called The Grows of Magic, named after my old store. If anybody wants to contact me, if they look up Sub Rosa, SUBROSA, and then magic is spelled MAGICK, be it in a Google search engine or on Blog Talk Radio, it should pop right up. And you can contact me there. You can contact me Facebook, anywhere really. If you just find an email for me on a website, it links to me anyway.
So can you give us a little bit of insights on yourself? I mean, was there times in your life too? I mean, I guess you came to awakening or a realization yourself. Can you share that with us?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've had many epiphanies. I can say that I've been through a dark night of the soul several times.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who tells you that there's only a few initiations spiritually in this lifetime doesn't know what they're talking about. There's many.
Right.
Yeah, for myself, I'm a polytheist. So I work with that.
Right.
And I'm also practicing a mystery religion, which definitely shapes my perspective on the world. I wrote a story that was actually my own story for Cakes and Ale for the Pagan Soul. It's a book that was edited by Patricia Telesco.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells a long, long story of it.
All right.
But, you know, a lot of things happen for a reason. And, you know, when I came to that place where I realized that I wasn't on a Christian path anymore, and this is a very long time ago,
right.
I decided that I was on a pagan path. That itself was life-changing. But the vision that happened a couple of years later of when I was asked to serve a most particular goddess, I didn't even know the name of her yet. All I had was an image of a white horse. But took me aback. You know, when these things happen, you tend to question yourself if they're real.
Right.
But, you know, once I've actually started on that path, I haven't looked back. It's not that I haven't struggled, because I have. I've tremendously struggled.
Right.
But keep getting back up again. And I think that this is in part what the path is all about.
Mm-hmm.
That you were in a constant process of actually being created to be a better service to other people. When you step onto this role of being a spiritual person, it's never one of self-interest. it's always one of service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that perhaps some of the Asian cultures really have it right. That there is no higher honor than to serve.
True.
It is never something that's looked down upon. So, be it by whatever powers that somebody may worship, I mean, we're all doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're all honoring the divine, we're all honoring the community and other people around us.
Mm-hmm.
I think in that sense, when we are spiritual people, and I'm sure most of the people that are listening to the show right now are very spiritual people, that changes us.
Right.
It changes our perspective. So I'd have to say that for all the hardships that I've had to endure, each and every one of them has made me more compassionate. Each and every one of them has taught me something. Each and every one of them has taught me how to help somebody else, because I can't really help them until I've actually had to walk down that path myself. I have to be able to tell them how to get off it.
Right.
So
with the situation you were talking about before, it's not the idea you don't believe in angels, you just don't work with angels?
I don't know if it's in person. I mean, I know that in essence, angels are older, of course, than Hebrew religion. They go very far back.
Right.
But for myself, I really don't work with them. I work with the gods.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I was just.
I also need to mention, I'm also have been a Celtic Reconstructionist for a very long time. So even though I'm also practicing Wicca, that influences, you know, my perspective as well.
Right. No, it's just one of those curiosity. I've had several friends that were witches that were kind of intrigued that I've worked with about how I did what I did, because they don't do it. I mean, I had a friend of mine she was doing a reading for somebody. And she said an angel appeared in front of her, and she didn't know how to deal with it because she's never had that kind of contact before. And she goes, "How do you do that?" And I'm like, "Well, I've been doing it for so long. It's not, you know, it's just a spontaneous thing that happens." I sit here and start doing information. Like when I was talking to our last caller, that just started pouring in me like someone taking a pitcher of water and pouring it on top of my head. It just comes very quickly and very precisely and very detailed. So I mean, I just saw the whole thing just unfold, and the very first thing I saw was the angel and the pink and just everything that went along with it. And it's the same thing as here. You know, so when you see all those things that come in, that kind of stuff after periods and periods of time, I mean, I don't see angels per se all the time, but I do know the presence, and I know the interaction, and I know the colors, and they have a tendency to point those things out to me, so they don't have to basically present themselves to me, because we're working together.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So
I feel a lot of different ways of perceiving the divine.
Yeah. So, Desiree, do you have any questions for Alicia?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to have a reading about relationships.
Okay.
As I was just telling Psychic Journeyman, an old boyfriend contacted me yesterday. What's the deal here? He's going through my daughter, text messaging her, wanting to know what's going on and what am I doing for my New Year's.
Okay.
Wow.
Is there any way we could actually answer that question after we have one.
I'm just, you know what, I hate to tell you this, I am just teasing you guys. I just threw that out there.
Okay.
No, I know that we can do this after this show.
Okay, you're keeping everybody on their toes, huh? I was just saying, we do have one caller on the line, but
I don't wait.
So if we have a little bit of time after we take this next caller, then if she doesn't have any problem with doing that for you, we can do it then.
Sure.
What do you guys all say?
That's
good?
Fine.
Okay. So make sure everybody's okay with that.
No problem.
I'm sorry. Alicia can probably identify with this. You've probably done some readings in some really strange places. Because, I mean, I've done them in buses. I've done them when I was working for the carnival. I couldn't find no table, so I ended up doing it on the seat of a bench. You know, so that was the first one on that one. And then there was one where I didn't have anything else. I had to do them with my hands. and I had a deck of cards, so I started doing the, I do these from time to time where I just do a one card reading, and then I put it underneath, and I start just as many cards as they keep telling me to pull. You just keep going through them one at a time, and the information just kind of like pours into you like a train. And I've done those before where I had to stand up and do it. So that was weird. So I was just saying with the situations, I'm sure you've had the same kind of situations yourself, Alicia.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Desiree? I mean, what would you say the weirdest place you've ever had a reading or you've already done a reading for?
Oh, the weirdest place I've ever had one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember. It was like, let me get back here. No, seriously. I had taken them to, it was like a park, and then I just had put them out, and they were like flying all over the place, and it was on a bench. And so, as the wind was blowing, I was going and chasing them, but it all turned out really well.
Yep, fun reading. Yeah, let's take this next caller. No, the one reason I'm pretty excited today, too, I was talking to you, Alicia, and also talking to Desiree. I've been focusing on, I focus on everything, and I always like to have things come early. So I was focusing, I just ordered some angel cards, because I've been trying to get my two decks back, and one came today. Which is kind of funny because it's actually 2 days early. So you never know what's going to happen when you start.
Oh, there you go.
And then my second deck hasn't shown up yet, but it's going to be here tomorrow. So I'm not worried. So let's see who this is. This is area code 831. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tina, and I'm just listening over the airwaves, really enjoying the information.
Hi, Tina.
And,
where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from California. I'm a first-time listener.
Okay. So you just want to
listen? Sorry about my phone. It's sort of echoing a little bit. Can you hear me clearly?
Oh, yeah. You sound real. You come across. I can't. You sound clearly. I just can't talk clearly. That's all. so trying to get this thing to work for some reason. And I'm glad Mercury is leaving us. Because I'm hoping that everything else will pull up, too. Did you want to, I know you're listening and everything, but maybe you might still have some questions you want to ask from what you heard.
Well, are you guys doing angel readings today or just any kind of readings?
Yeah, we do readings every day. I have angel cards.
Every day?
I have angel cards.
Is there a message at all from my angel on something they feel? That, you know, I know sometimes people can ask a question, but sometimes other information comes in because it's for their highest good. So I was thinking anything they have that they want me to, you know, focus more on, it can be in anything that comes up, that'd be great. And then I'm hoping I can still listen after because this information is wonderful and I'm really enjoying the show.
Well, thank you. No, I can put you back on listen mode. You're good. One thing I pick up the most is your angels keep screaming at me and saying, you know something, she don't listen. And, I'm getting this thing, he's saying, you need to start listening. It's like what we were talking about before at the beginning of the show. They're talking about every situation that you get yourself into, ask, and it will happen where you get yourself out of those things quicker. But they also want you to listen so you won't get yourself in the situations in the first place. You've had so many times you said, something told me not to do this, and you still did it anyway, and they're not angry with you. It's just the ideal of not even impatient. It's more of a just, come on. You have so much, and especially right now, because I feel, just like I've said before, the next year is a very powerful year. 11s, to me, are powerful. And right now, January 1st, is the most powerful day of the year. In this year, because it's 1-1, and then you have 2 1s on the end of 2011. So you have 4 1s in one little sequel here, just in one day. So what I'm trying to do is when you start seeing 11s and you start seeing 2-2-2s and those kind of formats, they're talking to you, and that's directly to you. But they're also trying to get you to understand that everything that crosses your path, everything, which is in slow down. And start taking a notice, not just smell the rose, but look at the color, the deep of the color, the texture of the rose, even when it pricks your finger, how it hurts. What kind of pain is that? What kind of deepness? What do you feel? Everything. You're going to start noticing that your life's going to start slowing down because you're taking notice. But they're also saying there's messages in everything around you, and they're trying to keep you from banging your head off the wall because they're tired of seeing you doing it. So anybody got into that?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, whenever I ask for their help, let's say parking, every single time I get the help, and I was thinking earlier, why don't I ask them for other issues, like with, you know, challenges in my life. And, you know, I was thinking I should ask them. I know a lot of the times I don't want to inconvenience anyone, but I have to learn to ask for help.
Okay, I want to say one thing about angels, okay? They're there for you. You're not inconvenienced to anybody. Think about this. Don't get caught up in this dimension as in time. Because with the angels in the dimension that they're in, there is no restrictions. There are no limitations. Why do you think they're always talking to us? To open our minds to no limitations. It's because
I had a near-death experience as a little girl, and I'll never forget the conversation while I was listening and having to the angel in the tunnel, and her voice I'll never forget, and that experience is as fresh today, 33 years later, as it was when I was a 10-year-old little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that light a lot, and I've had a lot of growth in the past almost 3 years. Amazing, because my third eye's opening, and, you know, so shows like this are real important, I think. They give a lot of good information out for people who are going through an awakening, or maybe even married to somebody who does, or maybe have children,
mm-hmm.
or you never really know what someone's reason is, but it's important, and thanks for what you guys are doing. It's a great show.
Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to stress, too, to everybody out there who's listening, who has a child who's very gifted. I actually have sat down and started working with children, but not just working with children, but working with parents, so they can actually work together on helping that child to develop into what he's supposed to be, or who he's supposed to be in the first place. Because I always feel like the younger you get into this, and the younger, because I was like, it's kind of funny how you're talking about near-death experiences. I was actually in a drowning accident where I drowned. I was in the water for 20 minutes. I never saw no freaking, I'll tell you guys right now, I never saw no freaking tunnel. But I did see myself swimming against the current, like a mirror kind of thing. And then I did see where I was sitting up on the shore watching them save me. But in the whole context of this whole thing, I definitely did feel a presence around me. And I felt like it was just one of those.
They probably just intervened so quickly with you, too, depending on your situation, because I was a drowning accident. Well, I was drowned, actually, on purpose. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm okay. And there were stages that I went through, which was the panic and the terror, needing mm-hmm. to get some air, and then involuntarily taking in a huge breath of water. And when that happened, everything got calm and quiet and still.
Mm-hmm.
And as I floated down, but I had a sensation of rising. And I thought, I somehow must have broke free, and I'm going to make it. When what happened was, is when I was about to get out of the water and I was approaching the top and could see the outlines of the trees, suddenly I felt my hand hit the concrete below, and I thought, how can I be in motion almost out of the pool, but yet at the bottom and at, you know, the pool at the same time? And the next thing I know, I'm just looking down at everybody and was in this light. So it was amazing. You know, so I think what you're doing here is wonderful. And like you said, we are all psychic. It's just whether or not you're willing to listen to your intuition, the gut feeling, whether you're open to it or not, plays a huge role. And with my kids, I want to support them because I didn't have the support. And it was more damaging not to have it than to have my encounters and to see, feel, and hear what I was going through as a child. So that's a touchy subject. All I do is support and encourage my children, and they pick me for a reason. So I hope I can do a good job.
Yeah, it's one of those things, too. Like I said before, I was raised by Baptists, so you can understand that one. I never got any kind of encouraging on anything. And I've actually had people who do have metaphysical parents, and they still don't do it. You understand? They're going, the guy goes, well, I never thought that's what you were doing. I said, okay, but aren't you, never mind. You know, it's like, if you're not getting it, then I don't think anything I'm going to say in the next 10 minutes is going to change that. But the realization is like Alicia was talking about. The guy did have a realization, I'm pretty sure, later on. So, but I'm just saying with situations like that, it's like, that's why I was making this next year where we could actually work with children to help them understand, okay, you're not having a nightmare. You're picking up somebody's thinking and someone's thoughts, and that's okay. It's just the idea that sometimes when they're that powerful and they really pick up things, they don't understand.
Yeah.
So they're sitting there looking at things going, okay, I just had this nightmare about my mom coming in the house and killing everybody. Well, mommy's got a drug problem. What he was picking up was her thinking and how sporadic it was, but he didn't understand it. And then the parents, they didn't want to deal with it either because they're not really too happy. Like we have a stepmother and a father. They don't want to deal with the stepmother because she does have the drug problem, not realizing they all have to be intersected with this whole thing for the child to understand about it. So it's not an easy thing to bring everybody together on a situation like that, but it's not impossible either. That's what we're talking about, the angels' connections. You know, when you bring in the divine, anything's possible, and plus things happen quicker. So that's what we're trying to do in situations like this, to help them understand that they have, that, you know, we can't work with them 24/7. We wish we could, but there is somebody who can. And it's always been there in the first place. That's the idea of trusting that guidance and those feelings and what's coming through, what you should do. And sitting letting these human feelings of yours keep you from where you're supposed to be at. Like in that situation, we have some hatred going on because the woman has a drug problem. But see, she also has a drug problem, and there's a reason why she has a drug problem. So we're just trying to help everybody understand that there's issues here and quit looking at the source. Like everybody's being mean, or the woman, yeah, of course she's being mean to them, but there's reasons why.
Yeah, I believe that. I always have to look first through divinity's eyes, second through my own. And I had no idea how powerful that statement is, because what started to leave was judgment. Judgment that I wasn't aware that was there. And I just see people on their journeys, and, you know, like when you brought up the drug issue, you know, people don't just pick up drugs, you know, out of the blue. There's got to be a reason. Something's missing. There's been pain, you know, abandonment. There's issues. It's so complex with each individual.
Yeah.
We and also, then,
I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say was I've noticed a lot of people who have drug and drinking problems and even eating problems are very psychic, and they're hearing the voices and they're hearing their angels talking to them. What they do, they drink and take drugs and eat food because the voices stop. So
yeah, you know, that all has to go with what you're willing to acknowledge and not, because I know for many, many years I ran from, you know, I was raised a Baptist. My parents are psychic, but yet there was no support, and, you know, it would have been nice to know that, okay, it's in the blood, and then also I came in for a reason like this, but, because I can see them, I can hear them,
right.
Many different energies, it's not just people, but anyway, it was confusing for me as a child, and so what I want to do now is I embrace spirituality, because if, for me, in my perspective, if I put rules to spirituality, then it becomes a religion, so I don't want to have any part of a religion. I just want to be spiritual, and I don't want to bash anybody. I feel like everybody has the right to acknowledge what they can handle or what they feel resonates with them, and that's okay, because I've been on both sides of the coin. I would think, I'm trusting my pastor, I'm trusting my teachers, my neighbors, my parents, and they're telling me this stuff isn't true, but I know it is because I'm having encounters and I'm seeing, I'm hearing, and I would just learn to get through it and continue on as if nothing happened. But it wasn't until 3 years ago when I saw a negative attachment manifest through a loved one who was making choices that definitely didn't resonate with him. And it was shocking. And through that experience, it was a beautiful blessing, and it was that I was reawakened. And so that was it turned, you know, it sounds morbid, but it was actually a good experience.
Yeah, but same thing with drowning, too. I mean, when I drowned, people could look at the situation of coming into a discovery through an accident, but not just me, but my mother and my mom was pregnant with my sister, who was the youngest, at the same time, and she actually came in after me to pull me out. I was 10 years old. So she came in to pull me out. So we almost lost three people that day. And I've also noticed that in my whole life, there's always been threes in everything I've ever done. So I told a friend of mine, somebody was in church, and somebody said, "Have you ever been baptized?" I said, "You know something? I think I have. Just not in the way you would think. That would be good to you."
Yeah.
And she was like, "What's with that?"
I shouldn't be laughing, but you're funny. You are funny. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, he's got a great sense of humor. But, yeah, you know, it's just this whole experience to me is a beautiful one. Even the ups and the downs, the twists and the turns, I think of it as like a roller coaster. I wouldn't get off of it for anything. And I feel really grateful to have the lessons and the people in my life that I picked because I wouldn't be who I am today if I wouldn't have gone through a lot of the stuff I've been through. And I also want to break cycles because my children will never go through what I went through because I'm making sure of it. There's lots of communication, and I'm taking out judgment and seeing that behind anger there's mostly fear. And if we can just break things down and explain things and take a deep breath, usually fear is behind that anger. So anyway, thanks for letting me make a comment.
No, it's okay. All I was saying about the situation about being baptized was I certainly thought about it. If you think about religion and the sense of baptizing, it's always threes. The Father.
Yeah. The Son
Father,
and the Holy Spirit.
And there was three people almost, and I was like, and it was actually, my sister wasn't too, she was born not too long after that, and she was, and my mom was under the water longer than I was, so they thought they was going to have brain damage, and she's actually a perfect little, actually a woman right now, who actually has been very successful throughout her whole life. So, you know, when you sit there and look at those things, you could look at the accident and say, okay, you know, it could have been bad. So why look at the idea it could have been bad? It wasn't. So those things never happened, so why even focus on them? And I was sitting there telling a friend of mine about being baptized, and she's like, that's interesting. You know, maybe some people do get baptized just in an untraditional way. But it's just one of those things of looking at things and going, everybody wants things to happen in a certain way, and they're always trying to control. That's why I have a problem with religion. Like you said, I was raised by Baptists too, so the idea of getting any kind of encouragement or support or anything about that was just something that you didn't do. You know, so,
yeah.
And the idea of them being loving and caring and unconditionally anything, like you said, when they talk to you and what they do, they contradict themselves in the process of the whole thing, too.
Yeah.
Because so like, I sit there and look at things differently. I look at Jesus as a person who came here to teach. He wasn't really of any kind of religion. He was a Jew because he was born that way. But if you sit there and look at the teachings and those kind of things, if you really look at those deeply, there is no religion attachment to that. It's just a spiritual context.
Yeah,
you know?
Spirituality is him walking, spirituality, because I often say the same thing, that I really love the parts of the, you know, in the King James Bible where Jesus is just getting people or attempting to get people, like, don't cast the first stone, you know, if any of us don't have sin, then go right ahead, but because none of us can do it. Because, you know, we all fall down on our face at some point, but he was just trying to get us to love each other. And I love his message and what he was attempting to do, and it was deeply moving. And so I just decided, you know, I don't want to have rules because I don't think it's right to control people with fear and tell them that they're going to burn and, you know, the loving God that I was in front of, the Creator, as a child, my main concern, I kept screaming for my parents. I knew that I was not on Earth. I did not know where the heck I was. I was terrified. And, you know, the angel told me, all those that you love will come through this light, that is how it has always been done, and that is how it will always be. And then I cried even harder and screamed for my parents, and she said, "Look into the light, for the truth is in the light." And when I looked into the light, suddenly I was in front of this light, but I was engulfed and saturated with so much unconditional love that if you were to try to put it into words, I could say the butterflies you feel when you're first falling in love, when you look into your newborn baby's eyes, when you make your commitments to your partner on your wedding day, if you take a handful of really special, joyous moments, roll them up into a ball, it doesn't compare. to the amount of love that is waiting for all of us. And once I knew that and felt it, I was like, I don't want to come back. And then the angel said, it's not your time. She wouldn't let me argue because simply I was standing next to my body watching CPR being done, seeing 30 kids standing against a fence and not one ripple on the water. And there were several people working on me. And it was an amazing experience. And I was able to actually meet the man who refused to give up on me. And he said to me, a year ago, he was merely a tool in the Creator's hands that day. And I'd have to say he was right, because if I had my choice, I wouldn't be here. But I'm glad I am, you know. I'm here, so I want to do my best to help as much as I can in any ways that can deeply touch somebody and maybe hopefully make a difference. If, you know, everyone has free will, so it depends on what each person's willing to acknowledge or not. And I respect that, because that angel was so loving to me when I wasn't listening to her and I was just freaking out. And I wanted to be the way she was, because she was calm and loving, gave me information, and just directed me to look into the light. So it was amazing.
Well, it's also when you were talking about Jesus as a path, if you start to look at the situation too, when he said things like, you know, who's going to be the first one to cast the rock? Has anybody sent here to actually do that? And what he did was, at that moment, he got everybody to look at themselves.
Yes.
And they were thinking about, okay, I'm not perfect. And the same thing with the whole thing. I was talking to a friend of mine. I was like, think about this for a minute. You got these preachers that go off and scream and da-da-da-da. I said, you know, the teaching of Jesus was just the idea of telling the truth. As he saw it, no screaming, no nothing. It was just people listen, because I think we're all attracted to the truth. So that's what he was doing, was just putting it out there and saying, hey, this is the way it is. You can either believe that or not. That's your. And he was also very respectful of free will. So if you want to do it, fine. If you don't, I'm here. You can go deeper on the whole thing. Even when the guy, whoever that was, came in there and grabbed a hold of his robe and got a healing, well, that actually went through the process. He didn't scorn the person. It was like he got zapped for a minute going, okay, it happened. But there was nothing, he didn't come back in any kind of way at that person and lashed back at him and said, you shouldn't have done that. It was just the idea of being caught off guard, I think it was. But it was, what I'm saying is, most people do that a lot. They have a tendency to get caught off guard, and they just react unfavorably to people without looking at the situation going, just let it go. It's okay. It's all right. And that was just
what was moving about that was that when the man or the woman touched his robe, he said he felt great strength leave him. And when he turned around to see who it was, he told him it was your belief that healed you. And so there's so much truth in that, because when we have our thoughts, we have to have the belief behind the thoughts in order to have manifestation to happen. But that's just my perspective. So like I said, I'm really respectful of people's free will, and that there's a lesson in that too. Even when people are so hot and heavy and passionate about how they feel, and even if they are yelling and cursing, I'm like, okay, that's where they're at, and I'm going to walk this way. You be there, and I'll be over here, because that's okay. But I just, you know, I don't agree with, you know, doing that, but I'm going to kind of walk over and be in my space. And, you know, who knows, down the road, 5 or 10 years, something could happen to that person that rocks their world and changes their perspective. And because with the encounters that I've had, they're gifts. They're amazing gifts. And I am very hard-headed, and you were right about the angels, because, you know, the answer could be in my face, and I will still look past it, you know, to try to get the answer.
Right.
And I'll laugh at myself. But I'm like the little engine that could. I'm going to get there. I'm not going to give up and keep moving forward. But you guys, I hope you have a wonderful new year. And thank you again for taking my call.
I just want to sit there and say, Desiree, Alicia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, you know, guys, jump in there anytime.
I know, but my perspective is so different. So.
Okay. No, that's understandable.
That's
one thing we like to do on the show, man. Everybody has a different perspective on everything, but everybody deserves to also speak it and believe whatever they believe. That's their perception. And we should not even.
I mean, I love religious discussions, but, you know, there's a time and a place for everything, you know.
Yes, okay. I understand that one, too. I'm just listening to her, too. I'm sitting there going, you know, this is why we do this show. I just want to sit back and listen, let her talk, because it seems like she has a message that she needs to give. So that's what it's all about. It's just the idea. This is a person here who's she's hard-headed. She admits it.
Yes. And the other thing is that even I would roll my eyes, I had my near-death experience, and, yes, I've had encounters with angels and spirits and whatnot, but you would think maybe I would have more of an open mind. And 3 years ago when I heard someone talking about something along the paranormal, I rolled my eyes quietly to myself because I didn't believe in that. And then come a couple years down the road, I have an encounter, and I reflect instantly on that conversation. And that conversation that I rolled my eyes on actually ended up being support for me. So I know there's so much out there. There's so much information, and I just believe everything I want to know, I'll find out when I cross over. And the stuff that they will show me, I'll do my best with my journey here, but always respecting where each person comes, because everyone has a right to believe deeply in what they believe, and they don't deserve to be belittled put down because of their beliefs. So I just applaud everyone, and we're all, you know, listening to your show. I believe I was drawn here for a reason, and just want to thank you. So can I put myself on mute? And I hope you guys have a wonderful night.
No, I can do that for you. No problem.
All right. Many blessings.
You too. You have a nice, happy new year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good new year.
No, Alicia, what I was saying was it seemed like you were talking about the same thing with many realizations throughout your life, and she's like, she's got that. I bet you anything, it's not just one of them. I bet there's a string of those back there of where she was really closed-minded, and each one of those little things happened was opening her mind up. Not just one situation opened it up all the way. It was like many of them. And now she's gotten to a point right now where she feels so happy with herself. And also, it's also easy to look at her shortcomings and the things that she don't like, and that she can actually work on now. Wouldn't you agree?
I would say so. I had started to lay out the cards before when she was suggesting that I take a look.
Mm-hmm.
She'd probably laugh a little bit. The card that I actually drew that it was in the bottom, you know, the thing that's hidden from you, was the High Priestess card.
Right.
And I would suggest that you might want to pick up a copy of Merlin Stone's When God Was a Woman. Rock her world.
Yeah, check it out. I mean,
I know that probably sounds strange. Before I actually decided I was pagan, I had met my first witch, the priestess.
Mm-hmm.
And she had done a reading for me. It was kind of funny because at the time I was Christian. I had actually just been a part of a little Christian study group that didn't quite work out either at college. And,
right.
I don't know, I was kind of feeling its sorts anyway because, well, I think where I always found the divinity really was out in nature.
Uh-huh.
So when she did this reading for me, I was kind of shocked because, you know, that High Priestess card came up, and she said, you know what? I see serious priestess work ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I know. Because she knew I was Christian at the time. She's like, yes, I know, dear, but this is what I see for you. And she was absolutely right.
Mm.
You know, a lot of the other things you talked to me, too, about also,
I'm just saying, a situation too I had a long time ago, I was in Colorado, it was just the idea of I was drawn to a book about fairies. You know, so I had certain things about that I wasn't too sure about, but for some reason I'm being pulled to it. So I was like, well, let's give it a chance and check it out. And there was actually a really powerful story in there, and I'm glad I actually read it. And then it was the idea of going up into the mountains and actually finding a nice place and say, okay, she told me how to see these things, so let's see what we can do. And the very first time I saw fairies, it was freaking out because I just wanted to run down the mountain and tell everybody. But
cool.
I'm just saying there's certain things that you're drawn to. Just check it out and see what the guidance is all about and see what it takes you and where it takes you. Because I've had certain things
Spirit
that I wasn't
sure. Talking.
What's that?
Spirit has a way of talking.
Oh, yeah. Desiree?
Oh, I agree with you because I ended up picking up the Wisdom of Avalon Oracle cards. And they're really interesting because you have the Lady of the Lake on the front of it. And I've always been drawn to that period.
Mm-hmm.
So here you're bringing up Merlin. So I definitely know that I have a connection to that era. And you're laughing, and I know why.
Yeah.
I'm very pulled to that area.
Mm-hmm. So are you ready to take another caller?
Yeah, let's take another call and see what they have to say.
All right. Yeah. I love these buttons how they just bounce around and you got to catch them. Click, click. Okay, we got to click so many thousand times, and I guess it's on the.
Oh, the 66 number we're going to click?
Yeah, I got it. Oh, there we go. All right, 62. Okay, yeah, 626. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, hello.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I don't know. How are you? You sound a little rough.
It's cold over here, so my voice is probably a little raspy.
Okay, so it's your voice. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had a quick question to ask about a gentleman that I know.
Okay, go ahead.
He's a photographer, photo editor of my magazine, and we've worked together on the magazine and other things. And for some reason, I have had this feeling like that he's the one. And I just wanted to know if I'm on the right track. We've worked on, you know, in terms of business, and we've been a little personal. So I just wanted to know if that's the case. He's a little different as of late, so we haven't really spoken, but just wanted to know.
Okay. So, anybody else pick anything up for that whole thing?
I'm laying up the cards.
Because I'm picking up a lot of things to go along with the idea of the guy and being a little bit more forward with him.
Mm.
I just wanted to ask her, how forward can you be? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'm saying with the situation, you have a lot of sense. You're being, there's a lot of connection here. And you should be definitely taking it. You should listen to the connection, but also follow through with it. Because there seemed like there's a couple times where you really wanted to say something, but you didn't do it.
Because I'm one that I don't like to put myself in a situation where I get embarrassed. I mean, I've had conversations with him in the past, and a lot of times that I went with him where we had working on an editorial, that was the time that he actually came off standoffish and distant, and I did politely say that to him because the past times we've hung out, he's always been really cool and stuff like that. But this time around, he just came across standoffish and stuff like that. And I let him know. But I know my sister and my friends have said I should just say it and be upfront. But to me, it's just more like I don't want to cross the line and say something that I shouldn't say.
Well, that's what I was saying before about trusting your guidance and the connection between the two is trusting that that's where you're supposed to go. If you're you're basically making a decision because what you're fearful it might happen. You're not really being true to yourself of what could actually happen.
Okay.
Because, I mean, with the situation, fear has a tendency to, because you're talking about embarrassment. I love embarrassment because embarrassment tells me one thing. I got an answer. It might not have been the answer I wanted, but I put myself out there. But I've also noticed in situations like you're talking about when I listened, and I knew what was going to happen, I followed through with it, and that's exactly what happened, which has been some really good relationships. They didn't last. I always tell people they're good relationships. They were good connections. They didn't last forever, but they did have their purpose. And if I wouldn't have followed through, I would never figured out what that purpose was, and I probably wouldn't have learned something that I was supposed to learn in the first place. This was something I already guided to go to. So, and the purpose of this situation is one thing I keeps holding you back is a fear of what might happen. And it doesn't seem like it's just this one situation. It seems like fear is the big thing there. It says dictates a lot of times in your life that you not follow through with things because you let the fear make the decision for you. Alicia?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I've laid out the cards. And have you really considered really what's going on in his life right now?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Have you really considered what's going on in his life right now? Have you really been listening?
I've listened to him from time to time. He's told me stuff about what's going on with him in regards to the testing in the industry that I am in now, which is, media and the fashion world and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he's told me certain things that have happened to him or have been done to him in the past. So there's two things that I am aware of.
Okay. I think he's got some serious stuff just, going on in his life that just complicates things. So I'm not seeing anything that's really immediate. If you want to really pursue this at all, I really, truly get to know him better.
Okay.
Get to know him better as a friend. And, because I think if you probably, at some level, even though I know you want to approach it, you might not also want to push too hard either.
Mm-hmm.
No offense, but sometimes if you push fellows too much, they don't respond well to that too.
Mm.
Yeah. So they don't necessarily always take that well from women. So I think just really listening is going to be key, because I think he's probably feeling very unlistened to in other areas of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
The situation, like,
he's a friend, and see where it goes from there. But give things a lot of time. Give it a lot of rope, if you will.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's what I'm doing now, in terms of that. I've actually pulled back in terms of really my communication with him. And I just kind of decided the only time I communicate with him is really if it's in regards to the magazine and stuff like that. But in regards to, how are you? What's going on? Like, are you seeing? I've backed off from doing that.
So you're taking the lead from him because he's backed off? So you backed off too?
Well, the thing is that he's the kind of person that I would not hear from him. He's that kind of person that doesn't really communicate per se. And the times, from time to time, I could send a text message or email saying, hey, how's it going? But I just kind of felt like I just broke it down a little bit and not really be out there consistently saying, hey, how's it going? Because the last time I did call to say, how's it going? This was a few days, 5 days after Thanksgiving. I called him and I was like, how was your Thanksgiving? It was just a weird vibration over the phone. Almost like, he was just like, oh, I'm actually busy. Because he didn't seem attentive. So at that point, I felt stupid, and I was just like, I'll just talk to you some other time. So it's because of that, that and the last time being that he was standoffish, I just said, let me just kind of roll back a little bit, because I don't know what's going on with him. And I really told him, if there's anything that you want to talk to me about, if there's anything concerning you, because I don't know what's going on, you seem standoffish, uncomfortable, just let me know. My home, my brother, he knows my brother, so I said, our home is open to you. You can come in at any time. Let us know if you want to take a break and take a seat up and just relax and talk to anyone who's here. So that's how I kind of left it,
Oh, with the situation I pick up is you're sitting there talking about the thing that you felt like he backed off, and I just don't feel like he did. I just feel like he's just living his life, and there's just certain things happening up that divert him in different directions. So the interpretation you're picking up here, like I was saying before, I keep getting pulled back to fearful things that have happened to you in the past. They're kind of dictating your decisions, and this is where you think he's pulling away, when actually he's not. He's just living his life. That's why I was asking you, because it seemed like in some ways you took direction from that too, and you started pulling back too. I just didn't feel like he was pulling back. I just felt like there was all this stuff going on in his life that he's dealing with, going back and forth and that kind of stuff. So when he pulls away from you, he's not pulling away from you. He's basically in favor of what's going on is where his tension is going. So he's not pulling away from you. And like I said, like with the information that Allison gave you, I'm not trying to diss her about anything like that. Me personally, I like women who tell me how they feel. And I feel like the reason that I can do that is because I'm actually a stronger person. Plus, I've done relationship counseling for a very long time, and I've always told people, when you first meet each other, tell each other the truth, the whole truth and none of the truth. So later on in life, when you guys get in this relationship and things start going a certain way, and then you start being, you know, if you've lied to each other and had these little masks on, when you get to one point in your life, you start coming out of that mask and you start being yourself, and then the other person is kind of curious about what's going on, and there's a little bit of doubt because of that basically was the lying of not being truthful, not being honest with who, you know, at the time, not being honest with yourself, you couldn't be honest with the person you're with. So now, as the relationship progresses, you got to get in that. That's why I said
actually, the day when I told him that, I mean, you know, 20 weeks later, he sent me a text apologizing. I think there was also much to read into it. But he apologized for even came off standoffish. And when I had forgotten something I had said, so I ran back to go get it, and I gave him a hug. He actually gave me a hug, and I hope he didn't pick up that because I said I would rather be upfront and direct than beat around the bush. And mm-hmm. He was like, no, that's fine. That's okay. Right. So, you know, it's not that I will not keep in contact with him. I actually sent like a mass email which involved him wishing everyone Merry Christmas and he responded. But it's just more like the way that I normally, that's my personality. Like when I care about people, I open up. I would send random text call or email if I haven't heard from someone. Or if I haven't spoken to a particular person I care about, like, oh, how are you doing? Hope all is well. But I just don't, in terms of whatever's going on with him, I just kind of felt like I don't want to be all up in his face, like, sending text, oh, how's it going? How's it going? How's it going? We've done that to each other in the past. And he, mm-hmm. you know, I've done that too. But I wanted to kind of reel it in a little bit and just need him to step forward when he's ready.
Mm-hmm. I just want you to be yourself. You know, no matter what the situation is, I just want you to be yourself and do things that you would normally do instead of acting because someone else is acting a certain way. You got to be yourself. You got to be honest, and you got to go through the whole situation. When I was sitting talking before, just to make it really quick, is the ideal. The reason I feel like being honest, and if you are honest with somebody and they do take off running, I just feel like they're not strong enough for you because you are that kind of person. You are straightforward. You tell people things and that kind of stuff, and you got someone who doesn't. It's like a sign telling you, I don't think that person's for you either. There's connections, and maybe there's a caring between the two of you, but it's kind of dictating how the relationship's going to be, which you have to have two strong people in it, or it's just not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, water's
to the same
level.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I mean, I understand what she's saying. Guys do have a tendency to run away, but there's also, in this day of age, guys are just idiots. But that's my, I can say it because I'm a guy, okay? But I'm so confused anymore because I keep hearing these questions about these guys who want these things, and then when they get them, they run the other way. So right now I tell everybody, you know something, just tell them the truth. If he runs away, so riddance. Go find somebody who can actually sit there and take it and go, okay, you love me? I love you too. And that's how it goes. And that's how my relationships go too. When I meet somebody, I have a tendency to tell them exactly how I feel at the time I feel it. And that's where relationships were. In the beginning, I think we should get back to that because I think we'd actually kind of cure this 60% divorce rate if we could. Just be communicating with each other and telling people how we really feel instead of running away. And then everybody has to sit there and figure it out. Assume when we could just sit there and get it over with and say, well, he just took off running. Next. Come on. this guy didn't work out because he just took off. So who's, you know, who wants to go out now? And just go it that way. You know, I'm not saying date a lot of people. I'm just saying when one doesn't work, maybe it's telling you off the bat it's not working. This situation here, I just feel like that's the very first, to thyself be true. If the person that you're with can't be true to you, then you, and you stay in the relationship, I don't think you're being true to yourself. So I feel like in this situation, it just comes to me very strongly. I would say to me, angels are saying, hey, you know something? You need to be who you are. And if people run away, then they're not like you. It's a simple answer. It's being calm about the whole thing and say, okay, he's acting like an idiot. Or he's acting unfamiliar. Do this. Don't get caught up in the whole thing. Just live your life. It will all play itself out. And you'll definitely know why or why he didn't do that if it's meant to be that way. In some situations, I've done readings where people ask about a guy they're no longer with and what kind of girlfriend they're with. And you're like, why do you need to know that? You're cluttering your mind with a bunch of stuff you just don't need to know. You should ask yourself, why do I need to know something that I have nothing to do with? Because all it's going to do is pull me away from what I have to focus on. And that's what I'm saying here. But the point, you know, trying to figure out why is he pulling away? Why is he doing this? Stop doing that and say, okay, maybe if you stop for a second and just be still, you might understand and it might come to you. That's what we were talking about before with the show. The idea of having a deeper relationship with yourself, it seems like it opens up. If you work with angels, it opens you up to the angels. But it definitely opens you up to divine, and it also opens you up to spirit. So every time you do that, when you're in situations like this, the information is there for you, and it always has been. It's just the idea of slowing down long enough to go, okay, he's acting weird right now. What should I do? And asking your angels or whoever you really believe in, if it's God, ask right that moment, what should I do? Do I really need to know this? Or should I just walk on and just live my life and see if it's okay? Because maybe the idea going forward, maybe there is a chance for you guys to be together. But with all this doubting and stuff going back and forth, it's going to take forever to get there.
And can I say something?
Yeah.
I love you so much. I was going to say that, you know, I pulled up the miracle card, and I pulled up intention. I pulled up romance and friendship. So definitely your intention, you're putting a lot into this. And I feel that if you could do yourself a favor and step back a little bit and allow him to come into play when he feels like it. So your energy is so, so much into wanting this relationship to happen. And it can happen because of the fact that the miracle card did come up. But really think about what type of intention you're putting out there for him. And I feel that if someone wants to be in your life, they will make the attempt to come in. And no matter how hard you may want that person to be in your life, it could be that maybe the timing's just not right yet.
Okay.
So allow the friendship to develop. If romance comes to play, allow that to happen. But ask your angels. Allow your intuition to guide you. Don't push. Because I think sometimes what happens if we're trying to create what's going to happen in the future, you know, there's going to be all kinds of different possibilities that will help happen, but my thinking about all of it is that you really need to allow the divine to work itself out in this. So give your trust into that, opposed to you trying to create it, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. That sounds great.
Great. All righty. Well, thank you guys for your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for the call, and Happy New Year's, and definitely keep in touch with us, and I'd like to hear how this all plays out.
I will. Thank you.
Ready? We'll hear from you, and just again, just trust, and the miracle will happen on its own.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was, this thing's getting crazy, man. Okay. I'm losing my mind here. Okay. Is everybody still there?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Alicia?
Okay. I'm here.
Okay. I know we've been on here for like an hour or so. So if you need to take a break or anything, you're more than welcome to.
No, I'm all set. I went and I made my coffee and everything beforehand. I'm here.
Okay, good. So, Desiree.
Yeah.
Would you like Allison to do that? Alicia, I'm sorry. Allison's my granddaughter.
Alicia. Oh, Alicia, about, oh, yeah, my reading, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Just put out whatever you feel like. Forget about what I just said to you because, you know what? Let's just put out what you want to tell me. That's even better.
Yeah. I just want to share a talent with everybody who's listening, so.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's all about, you know? She's being guided from above. From wherever it is that she's being guided, and I'd love to just hear what she has to say.
Yeah, you can also hear the, you can hear the strength in her voice. That's why I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm laying out the cards.
Yeah, it was kind of cool with Desiree. I got these cards today. There's 2 days. They said to be coming between the 1st and the 4th.
Mm-hmm. Right. I remember you telling me about you ordering them.
So I didn't get the Archangel deck. I got the healing with the deck, which is kind of funny I got today. The healing deck. No problem. Look at all these shows that are coming on, man. I can actually be watching or listening to. That's not something I don't like about the show, okay?
Okay.
I'm just sitting there watching all these things.
I have cards laid out for you.
Go ahead.
I do a variation of the Celtic cross.
Okay.
Okay. Right now I've got you. You're actually represented by the Nine of Pentacles. You're definitely in the place where you need to be at this point. What is conversely, actually your crossing card is the Queen of Swords.
Mm.
I think that there are some things that you need to resolve. Sometimes, you know, people, when they seem to be opposition in their lives, they're not necessarily opposition.
Mm-hmm.
That may be just the way that they are.
Mm.
So for that conflict that you're experiencing, you might not be hearing each other because you're probably not speaking the same language, if you will. Keep in mind that Mercury is also being retrograde. So, you know, that hasn't helped facilitate things with people either. I think it's just made everything worse over the holidays. You know, a lot of people are having conflicts right now with family, which fortunately, you know, these things are coming to an end. You know, things are all going direct again.
Right.
All the hard work that you've been doing, I think in some sense, previously, maybe you didn't think that there was a lot of purpose to it. I think you put a lot of energy into things that maybe you thought were dead ends, but you know, this is actually, it's been something to actually bring you forward. I don't think you've probably looked at that yet, but this is the reason why I'm mentioning it, because it came up in the reading.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's some value in that. I also see the Seven of Pentacles in the near future. And going forward in the future, you'll see the Devil in reverse. There's this very strange dynamic here where you're going to have to really try and take a look at the way things are, not necessarily what you would hope that they would be. And there's also, there is that mention of relationship in the present situation, four of wands in reverse. In my particular deck, that's more of a handfasting card. Sometimes, you know, people that come into our lives for a reason or a certain lifetime, and sometimes it happens more than one.
A lot of times when we tend to think of people, you know, as soulmates, what we're really talking about are people that we've loved before in past lives. And it's not like they're necessarily the one, but in terms of these people that we have these great, powerful spiritual relationships with, these are the people that we spend a lot of time with, lifetime after lifetime, helping each other out, coming into each other's lives exactly when we need them to, and then they leave again. You know, it may actually be that, you know, because we change through so many incarnations, you know, each lifetime, even though the spirit is still the same, that, you know, sometimes we change too much. And, I mean, even admittedly, you know, just even over time, you know, the things that we wanted when we were 20 are definitely not the things that we want when we're 40. You know, we definitely change as individuals, too. And again, I'm also seeing that High Priestess card. It came up again.
Really?
It did, huh?
Yeah, it's inverse, though. And that actually makes sense to me. It's in the advice position. If perhaps you just step back a little bit and think about what you want to manifest in your life. And I'm not asking you to change who you are, what it is you do, or what you believe, or anything like that. But just in terms of being more proactive, in terms of not necessarily prayer of asking for things, but in terms of becoming more of that co-creator with the universe and making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you have that ability. There's also two of the Four of Pentacles, and he is inverse. That's in the Hopes and Fears position. You know, I think really for whatever things that I think that you're concerned over in terms of finances or money, I don't really think you have worry much. I think that things will be there when you need them. So if you can keep that in mind rather than having concerns over that at all,
yeah,
and just go forward, I think it'll just be easier for you because I think you can really comfortably let go of that, especially at this point in your life.
Hmm.
That's very interesting.
And there's also, too, the Knight of Cups that is the final result. Somebody who can definitely meet you at your own level. And I think that that's very important. You know, when we have connections with people, it needs to be like two hands of water joined.
Yeah.
That water needs to meet its own level and merge and become one. And that's a very special thing when that happens. But that is not right now. That is down the road. And I draw out three more cards in addition to that final result to help explain it a little bit. And the Hierophant is present, reversed, and the Seven of Cups reversed. You're visiting things that are past.
Mm-hmm.
Can be fun, can be great, making those connections again. But again, I think you're looking at taking off, I think, perhaps the rose-colored glasses of the past, and you're going to see things in a whole different light. And, you know, it's good in a way, because then you know what you're really looking at. You can embrace things in a new way, and, you know, maybe even in a more positive way than you did before, because, you know, there isn't that insecurity over what things are, because you know, and you're very good with that, you're concrete with that. But I think you're going to actually have one last obstacle there that's a little bit of restriction just with the Hierophant. Sometimes, you know, to move other people out of their comfort zone takes a lot of energy. And that's, I think, all I can say about that at that point. And the very last card, the one at the bottom, is the Four of Cups inverse. And, you know, whatever things may be out there that you may have lost an opportunity with. There may actually be an opportunity for them again, but you're going to have to be open to it. Because if you're not open to it, and you're not there when that brass ring comes, you might miss it.
Mm.
So pay attention. And see what the universe offers you.
Well, the universe has been very kind to me right now, and so I've been welcoming it and saying thank you. So I do appreciate what you've given me. That was wonderful.
Okay.
What are you going to do with this guy? Desiree?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with this guy you were talking about? What I mean, from what you've
given,
what would you think your decision would be?
Well,
good question, right?
No, my mind's already made up. I'm not going back in my past anymore. I can't. I have to move on.
With the guy that you're talking about, it doesn't seem like he's really. Some of the things, I guess you would say, that was a hindrance the first time around still can be there. Does that make sense?
Let's just say that the person that was in my past was, I helped him get on his feet to where he is today.
Has he ever said thank
you? What?
Has he ever said thank you?
I don't know if he's ever said thank you, but he does realize what I did for him. I know he does, and maybe that's why he wants me back, because I was able to put so much faith in him, into him, so that he could evolve into the person that he did.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and that's basically what happened.
Okay.
So I think he wants me back because of the fact that he enjoyed that feeling. And, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. And I really don't want to, I really don't want to pick up the phone and call him and talk to him anymore.
No, I was just curious because of what I told you about, it was kind of funny some of the things I said to you about how he's still focusing on the past and trying to get that past now here in the future.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. So, I just want to sit to remind everybody, if you want to call and ask a question, yes, we are doing readings because people keep asking. I could have put down readings we're having today where you can actually answer some questions. But if I didn't and you didn't see it in the description, we are doing that. And the number here is 646-721-9031. If you want to do like one of our one callers did, just call it in to kind of, you know, give us your message, which was pretty powerful in itself. Hey, Jeff, you're welcome to call in and just talk about anything and everything. We answer questions about anything you want. Just as long as it's not the stock market and you work there. We're not giving you any insights, okay? And any girlfriends out there want to call and see that their boyfriends have gotten them a gift, or if you're going to get married or get engaged on New Year's Eve, we don't give secrets away here. So you're still on your own. Okay, girls? Is that okay with you guys? I just don't feel like giving the girls any input when they come in here and say, he's going to get me a gift. What's he going to get me for Valentine's Day? I said, well, that's a surprise, and that's where it's going to stay. So we do have a caller on the line. It says, take more calls. Let's see here. 218. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hello. My name is Christine, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Say hello to everybody.
I'm not interested. Pardon?
I said say hello to Desiree and Alicia.
Hello, Desiree and Alicia.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I'm not calling for insider stock tips, but I do want to have some insider information on my love life. I've been single for the last couple of years and really worked on myself, so I want to see what might be coming up in 2011.
2011? Is that the next year coming up? It is.
It is. Is that weird? It's 1111.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. January 1st, you should check that day out. Excuse me. Because I'm centering. When I say with you, I also get the same thing with you. I feel like there's something coming in very quickly. A relationship is like something you've been waiting for, but not. I don't. When I get waiting, I get the idea you've actually been working on things too. So it's almost like coming to a point where I say, I've done this and done that, so where is it at? I also get the Archangel Tremel with you as well, so I keep getting pink. And it gives me, I see the word, I see the name, but I also see the color. It gives me a really, really strong indication that this person's working with you, this angel. That's an Archangel too. So, what was I going to say here? It just seems like when I say soon, I get a really strong impression it's right around the corner. I almost get the idea. Wow. I get the guy peeking around the corner. So I actually feel like you guys have actually crossed paths. Nothing has ever come of it, but I've seen this before where people cross their paths many years before they actually see each other and that connection actually happens. It's almost like we always say when you're in the midst of manifesting things, you know, it's going to happen in the time that's supposed to happen, which is going to be a win-win situation for everybody involved. So that's why, Tom, you see a lot of this where the intersection of crossing paths. So it's very interesting. And I would definitely let your resistance down. And what I mean by that is it's just kind of like being on a roller coaster and just kind of like let the roller coaster take you into next year. Okay? It seems like you've learned how to get yourself out of valleys so the heels are a whole lot more enjoyable. So, I want to go to Desiree because I keep picking up on Archangel Jophiel. And I'm not really... I work with the other three a lot, and Uriel comes in from time to time, but Jophiel is not one I've actually had come in with me when I'm working. So, could you give her some insight on that?
Yeah, with Jophiel, it has to do with beauty and allowing the beauty within our caller coming in to note that it's almost like she needs to look inside of herself and look in a mirror and just say that she's beautiful. And when she keeps on doing that and giving herself those affirmations, the person that she's asking to come in will mirror her and appear, and that is what Jophiel is about.
Let me ask you something, Desiree. Mm-hmm. Can you actually access and to take someone to the screening room real quick? Area code 814. Can you do that?
Okay. Let me see. Okay, hold on.
She's actually the 10th caller, so whoever, I keep saying she. I'm actually now curious to see if she is a she. So. Hey, Desiree, you also have to push your phone number screen, and then you push her screen, and then you guys are both in the screening room, because we can hear you.
I know that.
No, I'm just saying. We're not making fun of you. We're laughing with you.
I'd rather have you laugh with me. Okay. I've got it. It's okay, guys.
Yeah, just take a deep breath and relax.
All right. Tell me.
Okay, call
her.
I'm sorry. I don't want to say it this way, but for some reason, 218, did you tell us your name? Christy, what is it, Christy?
It's Christine, yes.
Christine. For some reason, I went blank.
Hello?
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 Hi. Are you 814?
Hi.
Hi, Stevie.
I'm area code 218.
Oh, you're 218?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Your hand is up, right? You were calling in?
Yeah, I was actually on the line. I'm the one who was curious about relationships in the near future. So I think what happened, Desiree, was you were going to talk to someone else.
Okay, so I screwed up. Sorry.
Oh, okay, no, that's okay.
I'm just learning this right now. So let me try to get you back. Okay.
Okay, you're back. I didn't realize you went. Could you?
I'm back. I'm just trying to figure out how to get to. You want me to get to 814, right?
Yeah, 814. What you do is you go down there where you're at 18181. Oh shoot, 818. You push on your screen button where it says little screen right here, and then you go up and go to 814 and you push on their screen button, and you'll both be on the screening room.
Okay.
Because when you go up where my name's at and you push on that, and you take me off the air.
Yeah, which I did.
That's okay.
That was fun. Right. You guys laugh all you want. I'm trying to find my button that I'm supposed to be pushing, and I don't know where it is.
Okay, go down here where it says number 7. That's your number right there. All you got to do is push on. You go to the end where it's got to get that little, looks like a little walkie-talkie, and you just push on that.
Okay, and then go to 814.
814.
And push their screen, right?
That's right, because you push 218. Now they're in the screening room. I don't think they can hear us.
Okay, well, I just pressed 814, and I pressed my
Okay. You'll get it. Okay. I was just asking Alicia if she had any insights for our caller. Christine. Is Christine?
It really feels like you almost have to turn yourself on. And not in that same way, of course. But, you know, when we go out and we meet people, what we project is often what people pick up on. Most people, of course, don't walk in spirit, so they're not seeing things on another level, perhaps not a deep level. They see like a veneer of who people are. When we start to project really positive things about ourselves, and when we're feeling really good about ourselves, my goodness, people pick up on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you that, you know, when you put yourself out into situations, that thing that you've done all this wonderful work on yourself, that you actually, in some sense, reclaim your own power. And let that power shine. You know, like a beacon to whoever you meet. It doesn't matter whether you're in the supermarket, you're at work, wherever you go. Be conscious of it. Be conscious of who you are. Be positive, and be very quick to be able to share who you are with other people. And I think you're going to just act like a magnet. And I think that who you need to be with will come in.
Okay. Actually, I think we lost Christine. I don't know what happened, but I hope she heard that, because that was really good. So I'm trying to figure where she went. Okay.
Well, I hope she's listening.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll call back in.
Yeah, maybe she'll call back in. Let's go ahead and take another call. That was really quick. All right, here we go. Okay, I hate when these jumpy buttons. Okay, here we go. Hello, how are you? You're on the air. Thank you. Welcome. Hello. Okay, I think that, I don't know what that's all about. Hello. Well, let's put them back in their conference, and we'll go to another caller. Okay, 610. You're welcome to the show. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Laura.
Laura, how are you?
Good.
Say hello to Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Hey. I was wondering if I could have a tarot reading, too.
Well, take it away, Alicia.
Okay. Absolutely. What would you like to know? Or should I just do a basic reading for you? Yeah, just a basic. Okay. So just give me a minute and I'll shuffle the cards. Just focus on everything that's going on in your life right now.
We're having fun, aren't we? I guess I'm by myself.
I can hear you.
I'm having fun over here. It's great, guys. This is what we're all about. Doing readings and whoever they feel directed to. That's what I've always done before. Whoever they feel like they need to do that with, get right ahead. I can throw a card out there for you, but I feel like Lori, as it is. You said it was Lori, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing I get with you is friendship. I feel like you should not be scared of being like deeply connected with people on friendship levels as well. Let's see what
okay,
it looks
okay.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? It's just the ideal friendship is you get a lot of green there, but you also get a lot of connections when you do that. It just seems by connecting with people and developing this friendship, it's a healing situation with you. Alicia?
Yeah, I've got the cards laid out. Yeah, it takes me a little second to do that, and I kind of have to put down the phone even though I have it on speaker, so.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, yeah, I've got the Justice card is representing you right now. I think that you've got a little bit more power in your hands that you're probably actually giving yourself credit for. I think also, too, that there's going to be a balance of things. They're going to settle kind of around your ears, if you will. Different things that are going on around you will come out and they'll play, and there will be more of a balance around the other people in your life. It's a very strange place for us to be sometimes, you know, when we end up playing mediator even for other people. Even if maybe, you know, we're not in a position to necessarily be in that role. I'm also seeing the card, the moon. That is your crossing card. That is a card of conflicts, and it's also a card of the spiritual path. You need to consider wisely who you keep in the inner circle of your life and who you decide to keep on the outer circle of your life. I think that you've come to that crossroads where you do have to make some decisions. What I'm also seeing, too, is I'm seeing some past issues where you were not treated well.
Yes.
And perhaps you're not feeling very powerful about that. There's still some things that even right now you're still mourning. And I think you're going to really have to look at this in its true perspective. When you really lost something, what did you really lose? Truly. It's more important that we maintain who we are, that we maintain our integrity, you know, than it is necessarily people who hurt us and walk out of our lives. You know, it's going to happen, especially anyone, you know, like yourself, who is operating with integrity. We are inevitably going to be let down by other people because a lot of people don't operate with integrity. And therefore, to choose the people around you wisely. The King of Cups is also in the present situation, and I think that really what realistically you're looking at is that you are hoping probably for more than somebody can give right now.
Mm.
You know, in order for people to be able to give their well, has to be full too. And if through their experiences they don't have that capacity to give, if they have learned how to shut down, or even worse, to take than to give, that doesn't help you. Things are going to be opening up for you, though, I really think, for this year. I think this is going to be a year of change for you all the way around. And you are going to have more direction, more control over where you want to go and what you want to do. It's just a matter of that there seems to still be this pain of everything that's been going on around you that you need to let go of first. And, you know, that requires a lot of healing on your behalf. And also to loving yourself enough to be able to let go.
Okay.
As hard as that is.
Yes, thank you.
Is that it?
Just a little bit more.
Go ahead.
I'm seeing the Three of Cups, too, as your final result card. truly, I think that fate has played a role in this. And I don't think that you can take everything that's happened. First of all, please don't take it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't see it yet. The things are happening right now, truly, for a reason. And even more, I'm telling you that things are opening up for you this year. That may actually be part of it as well.
Okay. No, all I was saying was the situation I was picking up was being let yourself be divinely guided to the new love. There's a new love actually coming in. And what do you think, Desiree?
I've got spiritual growth, focus, and divine timing.
Okay.
So I would definitely allow the divine to help out. And don't push this at all. Focus exactly on what you do want and not what you don't want. And allow to have your spiritual growth that you need right now. And that's really important to do because of the fact that if you want anything to be happening in your life, you really need to allow yourself to basically be part of all of this that's happening around you. So just stay within yourself. Ask for whatever your needs are regarding just tuning in. I'm hearing that you need to really, really listen. And as long as you listen and focus and really try to see, really see what you're trying to do on your path, then it will happen to you. It will happen in the divine time.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's very intense, too. It's just one of those things where you just focus, and when we're talking about getting deeper relationship with yourself, it seems like in the idea of looking for that significant other, you're looking for that deepness, so I feel like you should also explore that connection with your angels as well, because I think you could actually find the deep love that you're actually looking for a whole lot quicker without going through a bunch of weeds to get there, which means a couple other people being pulled into your high vibration, which I think we talked about before with someone else. I think one of our earlier callers had a higher vibration trying to figure out why there was certain people coming into her life when it was just being attracted to that as well. Does that make sense?
It happens.
I'm sorry. Was that you, Alicia?
It happens a lot. So somebody else was explaining it to me. Is that lots of times there are people, well, maybe they don't resonate as highly as maybe some others do, but they're attracted to the light. They're attracted to that person's ability to heal. They're attracted to that person's ability to give because they themselves are also looking for some form of healing. Unfortunately, because they are not at the same level, they don't know how to respond properly to that love, to that healing, to that ability to give.
Yes, exactly. It's crazy, isn't it? But then you get us done. It's crazy, like I always say, it's crazy, but it's not. It makes perfect sense. It's just sometimes we have to look at things differently. Is there anything else you'd like to ask us, Lori?
No, that's great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and keep in touch and tell us how things go, because I feel like in January, you might actually have a story for us about this person that comes in there, okay? All righty.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye bye. Okay. Did you ever get to 814?
No.
Desiree?
No.
It's okay. I'll
figure out how to do it.
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's one of those things that happens, and I'm sure we'll figure it out here in the near future, so don't even worry about it. Let's just go, and I guess we'll just inform 814 that she's.
Wow.
It is a girl. I told you guys.
It is. It is a very happy girl.
So you heard that you actually want this 45-minute reading, right?
I am so excited. You have to give me details on how to do it because I am not on now.
Okay, no problem. You can actually do this if you have Skype. You can actually call me through Skype. I have Skype on my phone too, on my computer. So if you want to do it that way, because a lot of people like to actually see people face to face and feel like they're doing a personal reading, which that's fine. If not, if you just want to do a vocal or just call me on the phone. But I do know one thing right now for a fact, that what you do is you call the number, which is 937-838-6337.
838-63.
Actually, it's 937-838-6337.
Okay, I get the last part. I got 6-something-3-7.
It's 6337.
Okay, I got that.
Okay, what you do is just give me a call after the show's over with, and we'll schedule a time. Right now, I can't do it tonight because I actually have two readings after the show. I have to do a free reading tonight for the person who won it, I think, 2 days ago. And we finally got that one in there, which I feel bad about because we actually had a plan for this morning, and I forgot all about it. It's been crazy, I'm telling you. So
I am extremely excited to opportunity to talk to you. That's amazing.
Okay, plus the same thing is, like I told everybody else, when you get these 45-minute readings, whatever I do, whatever you want to do in those readings, it's with me, whatever you like to do.
I do have a quick question, actually, and it has to do with this gentleman named Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yes, or James. It's the same person. We call him Jimmy. I really like Jimmy a lot. I like to know what you're picking up on that.
Jimmy is confusing. I don't know. I just feel like she picks up mixed signals with him. First of all, what is your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Shannon.
Shannon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shannon, is Jimmy a confusing man? As in the way he has a tendency to, how do you put this? I keep getting the impression he does things a certain way, but he'll also change those things from time to time, which makes people wondering what's up.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering what's up now.
Okay. You know, with the situation, I keep getting this really strong impression she just let it play itself out. But you also have to understand, I'll say it this way, I get the impression that you should understand that relationships and the stronger ones, they usually start out as friendships. I'm getting really tired of people who talk about, I don't want to be friends, I just want to be lovers, when actually they're both in the same. You know, it's like you get to know each other before you get to the intimate part. Even if it's a one-night stand, there's still a period of time where you get to know each other. And there's maybe it's a little bunch of lies back and forth, but you still got that little interaction, as in friends, and it's real playful. And that's what I get here. And I would sit there and say with a couple callers where you're just taking it too seriously, where it's got to have some playfulness in it. And that's what I get here. It's like the ideal of going forward, moving in there, and just being friends, and just having, enjoying yourself in the process. It seems like there's too much thinking. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and the thinking's probably coming from me. I would like to take it slow because I want this one to last.
Okay, but also, I'm saying, from what I pick up with the whole thing, I understand the idea of taking slow, but see, what you got to do is you also have to let the relationship go where it's going to go. So if it starts moving faster, the reason I usually see relationships move really quickly, I'm not saying there's not relationships that have a tendency to move too quickly because no one's doing any thinking, but sometimes people want to take things slow. But when two people get together that are meant to be together and it really clicks, things happen quick because it's a spontaneous thing. So I understand what you're saying. It seems like you want to take a step and then you want to sit there and take a look. Then you want to take a step and take a look. You got to trust your. When we sit there and talk about getting close relationship with your angels and your guides and everybody around you, it's the idea of being able to take spontaneous steps without thinking about them all the time because you're listening to the guidance, so you definitely know which direction to take. And this one's taking it forward. And the idea, the more you listen to your angels and the guidance, it's going to be more spontaneous, where you can actually enjoy what's going on. Because you've been into a lot of relationships where there's too much analyzing going on, and it seems like you always fall in the category as therapist. Does that make sense?
Yes. I don't want it to be analyzing. I'm ready to move forward, and it has been fun, and it does click.
I'm just saying, if there does come a point where you just want to jump his bones, don't let yourself hold back because of fear. I don't always recommend that, but I'm just saying everybody's relationships are like pregnancy. They're all different. And all relationships are different, even in the same as you as a person. Every relationship's different. That's what, you know, so I'm saying you should not judge it because of what you've been through. And a lot of people have a tendency, well, I got hurt. That guy did this and this and this. I ain't letting that happen again. And you take that energy into the next relationship. So, you know, that's really harsh for baggage. But I'm just saying in this situation, I would do like I've suggested to a couple of my clients. When that ball in Times Square hits that ground, that year is over. And also everything that was behind that ball, as in your past, is over and never doesn't exist anymore either. So try to let everything go at that point. You have some really strong archangels working with you. I definitely see Archangel Metron. I see Archangel Raphael. I keep seeing Archangel Raziel. So you have a lot of angels are there. Michael's there too. I don't want you to freak out, okay? Archangel Michael's there too as well. So there's definitely a lot of work going on of cutting loose all these things. But there's still some things that need to be released. And you need to take that into consideration. I also want to tell everybody else, if anybody else is called in and you're still in the queue, even after we go off the air, I will still answer your questions. So hang in there and we'll keep going as far as we can go as long as Block Talk Radio will let us go. We'll just keep answering and getting all the questions. Alicia, you're more welcome to stay if you have to go. I understand. But I just want to get as many people as we can in here because they're still on the line. So
yeah.
We'll just go from there, okay? And Laura, Shannon?
I really was looking forward to spending New Year's with him, and he's been talking right now, and that's where I start doing the analyzing in my brain.
Okay. Well, I always say if you... I'm sorry.
Sorry, I just brought something up after you're done. No, go ahead after you're done.
It's just the idea. When you see red flags, great. Take a look. If you don't. Because you have a tendency to see them, and you have to trust that. And listen to your angels and your guides. They're saying that you're really good at this. But sometimes you have a tendency to judge it because what you've been through, not what's going on.
Okay. I did into NPC, I didn't want to stand, so yes.
Who was that? Was that you, Shannon?
Yeah.
Because you faded in and out for about 2 seconds, and all I heard was, my head has turned green. So I don't think it's what you wanted to say. So repeat what you said. I'm sorry. I stopped
the intimacy thing because I didn't want to be a one-night stand, and that is something that held me back.
Okay. Desiree?
I'm bringing in three cards, trust, truth, and integrity, and divine timing.
And also, Desiree, if you could give her some insight on Raziel. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that angel, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that with what you're asking for, it's going to be in divine timing, so don't push it. But at the same token, it has to do with his integrity, that you seem to be overanalyzing. So I would just leave it alone and do trust your intuition. Do trust your truth about him. I think he's going to show you some part of him that you're going to question a little bit, but it's going to be okay. And it has to do with healing on his part as well as your part. So that's what Raphael does come in for.
Okay. You're talking about Raphael, right?
I what?
You're talking about Raziel, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely, Raziel. Because that has to do with understanding and remembering and healing.
Okay.
And definitely that interpretation, which is truth and integrity.
Okay. Shannon, did you say something? I'm sorry. Did someone...
actually, I was going to write him a letter, not write him a letter and let it go, because I do understand. I really do understand. And I don't see any red flags. Matter of fact, I feel very comfortable, and I feel like him.
Mm-hmm. So you want to write a letter, and is this a way of writing a letter and pulling back?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, what you're trying to do is you're not trying to go backwards. You're trying to go forward. And it's like the fear itself is making you wonder if you've gone too far already. Well, everything happens for a reason. And in this situation, it's happening for a reason. So, because the thing I picked up the most with this relationship is the ideal of intimacy, of almost like, and this is the way it comes to me, so you can tell me I'm right or wrong. I keep getting that the reaffirming or reconnecting the intimacy between the two of you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I would like to. I really would.
So you've been intimate with him before?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Okay, I'm getting this going. Okay, she's been intimate with him before. Should we say that? Okay. What the situation is, I keep getting this beautiful moment. So when Desiree was talking about letting it unfold and let it happen at its time, it seems like when it does happen, it's going to be a very intense where I can see you walking on air the next day. So it's, you know, let it just unfold the way it's supposed to. Don't sit there and dictate how it's going to happen. Don't sit there and go, well, we need to take it slow. No, you need to take it the way it is and let it go the way it's going to go, because when you've already been intimate with somebody else, it's kind of hard to forget that. But you're going to have to so you can enjoy the future and what's going on now, because that doesn't exist, okay? So you want to look at the situation and go, okay, might have been some things that happened. He might have done some things to you. That person and you don't exist no more. We're now in the now, okay? So that doesn't exist anymore. So try to take it for what it is. Okay. Look at it like this. This is the first time. And hold on to that thought. This is the first time. Realistically, it is. You guys are reconnecting. Okay, but it's not really a reconnection. I think you should work on connecting and putting a lot of thought into this is an intense connection and saying this is, I love this and going on forward. Don't start thinking about the things that might not be. Because what I think Desiree was talking about too, focusing on what you have and what mm-hmm. you want to happen and that kind of stuff. I mean, it seems like that's a big story here because of going into 2011. To give you a lowdown, 11s. 11s is a very powerful number. I'm actually an 11 in numerology, which is the ideal of manifesting things very easily. But it also talks about opening a portal of energy to help you manifest these things even quicker. So the reason I caution people is because if you're thinking negative things, they'll happen just as quick. So we have to focus on the positive. And there's one step backwards, and that's why I look at it, because I can't even say it right. It's a step backwards, and you're doing it because you said you feel comfortable, but you're also letting the fear push you backwards instead of propelling you to go forward. Allison, do you have anything? Allison, I'm going to call my daughter, granddaughter, which is over.
So basically, I should not even write this letter to him and just like wait and see what happens tomorrow, because my gut says just go for it.
Well, so your gut says go for it instead of writing the letter?
No, you know what I think, honestly? Write the letter to yourself. Don't send it.
That's a good
idea. You need to just write this letter. Get it out of your system and then put it in a nice, safe place and allow the angel to take control, okay? But at least get it all out of your system, because sometimes what another person can say or send to another person will take it the whole wrong way.
And Alicia?
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's also, too, there's something going on with him. I think that in terms of a huge fear of commitment.
Okay.
And I thought that the letter might actually, if you actually write the letter and give it to him, since he has that problem with commitment, I just feel like I'd push him back even more.
Yeah, I would not send the letter. I've had sometimes some very strange conversations with people because they
had something else going on in their heads that schoolwork was about. And by the time they wrote me a big, long letter, I was sitting there scratching my head, and I just had to pick up the phone and say, do you just want to talk?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we weren't communicating, and they got themselves all worked up over something. And, you know, it was just so much less effort to just be able to meet somebody in the middle and really talk to them about what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to meet him in the middle and just talk and spend time with him. I enjoy the time that I do have with him, and it's odd that he isn't talking at all, and for some reason I still feel okay. Maybe I'm questioning, why do I feel okay even if I don't talk to him? I feel okay. Whatever that is, I feel okay.
It's because you know who you are. You're getting in touch with yourself, so therefore it's not a big deal. It does or it doesn't. And maybe you have more confidence in the thing coming together than you give yourself credit for. I'm saying, okay, I know it's going to happen. So what's the point of worrying? Because worrying is lack of faith. So it sounds to me like you're getting more faith in yourself, your intuition, your connections. So you should trust that. Go with that. And the reason I was suggesting of letting this, you know, friendships are the biggest thing here is because the more you relate to him on a friendship, the more likelihood you're going to get the rest of it comes behind of it because the fear of commitment on this part. When you're being friends with him, he doesn't look at it that way. He just looks at you're being friends. So you can actually hang out and get that and build that strong. Well, you already have a strong connection. It's just the idea. My philosophy is it's already there. It's just now we got to get to the point of everybody lets their resistance down to let it happen. Okay?
Okay.
That by being yourself. Okay? Trust yourself. I mean, get off here. She was talking about suggesting writing a letter. I suggest writing a letter, too, and write it to yourself. And in the process of doing that, I would ask for your angels to say, okay, I've written this down. What should I do? And then take that and listen, because, like you said before, you haven't talked to him, and that doesn't bother you anymore. Doesn't mean it's not there. It just means you have more confidence in it. And that's why I've always looked at those things. When the butterflies kick in, that's just your solar plexus kicking in going, there's something up. And you better take notice.
That's my butterfly. Because
when I was meditating,
I saw butterflies.
Yeah, now you don't. You've gotten to a comfortable point. You don't need to go backwards. You need to go forward. Honestly. And everybody who's on the line, I know we're going down to 3 minutes, but don't worry. We're going to get to you. We're going to get to everybody. I just feel like we're going
to
get to
everybody. Well, if I ask what to do, angels just
look. Yeah, ask your angels what you know, the direction you should go in and it's just the idea of listening to your guidance, because I guarantee you they're not going to take you somewhere where you don't want to be at. They're going to take you where you need to be at, but then you're going to find out later on it's exactly where you should be at.
So well, they want to love him.
Well, trust that, because if it's a two-way street, that two-way street, that's what we like two-way streets, because they always lead to each other, and that's what I'm saying here. So trust it. Go and do what you got to do. I mean, before we had all this crap about internet. I mean, shoot, think about cavemen. No luxury here writing any letters. You just hit your significant other with a rock. You know, and that was communication back then, but it was direct, you know. And that's what I feel like you need to do here. You just need to be direct. But you can still approach this in a nice constructive way or a tactful way, which is friendship. Build the friendship as strong as you can. Because the stronger the friendship is, the stronger the relationship is, because a friendship is a relationship. And you can trust each other. There's things that you had some troubles in the past, I can feel that, where you have a tough time with those, but you're even coming to terms with those too. That's why I say leave at the door of 2010, and when you go to 2011, this is the first time you guys have ever been together. And when he pulls away, he's not pulling away. He's focusing on something in his life that is pulling him in a different direction. I want to tell everybody, thank you for all calling. I love it. I appreciate your calls and your support. And our show tomorrow, it's Friday. We're going to be doing nothing but readings. So tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be great. All I got to say is may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And thank you again, and we'll see you all later. And for you people who are on the line, we're still going to be here for a while for some time. So, Shannon, you need to put that plan that you've got in your head and put it together and just keep going forward. You'll be great. Anybody have anything to add to that?
I would have to spend time tonight with him.
Well, it's going to happen quicker and probably sooner than you think. So I ask you to be prepared. Because sometimes with those kind of situations, you have a lot of emotions and a lot of energy that is released. And I feel like in this situation, it's exactly what you're going to get. So, you know what they always say, watch what you wish for. It's just the idea of being prepared for that, okay? Anybody got
okay.
anything to say to that?
Just take some deep breaths, honey, okay? You just start focusing on something, not him, and he'll come towards you when you're not focusing on him. That's definitely
yeah.
how it works.
That's what I'm saying. Focus on the friendship. Focus on yourself. And let the friendship take over, because he's not going to sit there and once you say relationship, he's going to freak. But what you're doing right now is you're just saying, let's be friends. Oh, he can handle that. And I just feel like when you do that, he lets his guard down. And then what's supposed to happen will. Alicia? Alicia's not with us anymore. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay.
I kind of got lost in the shuffle there somewhere.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So just say, let's be friends and go with the flow and let whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, let's be friends, but be yourself. That's what brought you guys together in the first place. Be yourself. I know it might sound like a cartoon Aladdin, but be yourself. You know, don't be nothing else in this situation, because I feel like you're tempted to do that. You're tempted to be what he wants you to be. I want you to be yourself. I'm sorry, Alicia. Go right ahead.
I am myself. Yeah. I really am, and I don't feel like I have to explain myself at all because I feel like he knows me. So I don't have to justify anything that I do.
Yeah, but writing the letter
to
him, that's you being somebody else because you're not a person like that. You're direct face-to-face.
Yeah, that's true.
I really want to hear what Alicia has to say.
I think you're dealing with somebody who's got a whole lot that's actually going on in his head, although you've got stuff going on in your head. So it will be a trick, I think, to probably get him to really talk about his inner feelings with what's going on or what's causing his own personal fears, his own anxieties. I think there's also some stuff in his past that you're probably really, truly not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Places where he's been hurt. I think even to the point of some abuse, you know. And when things like that happen to people, you know, it really does color their relationships for life. It takes so much to get past those things. For somebody to truly feel comfortable, to feel safe, to not run.
I wonder.
You know?
I totally agree with what you're saying. And it takes a long time to trust another person. And so, you know what, if you have the time, you have the patience, then allow that to be. But everybody has their own makeup. And I would just say that if he's going to come towards you, he will enjoy the friendship, enjoy what you have had together, and just leave it alone. You're putting too much emphasis into this and too much worry and too much thinking. You know, what is he thinking? How is he reacting? What's he going to do if I say the wrong thing? What will he not say? All of this when it's too much, and you're putting too much energy out there that's the wrong energy for it. Bless him. Give him blessings to him. Give him good positive energy. Give your positive energy that you are within when you see him, when you talk to him. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, and I do bless him very much. I do every day, and
okay.
I do say prayers, and I meditate a lot, so I've seen some things in my meditation, things that pretty much shocked me, actually.
Okay.
Well, like I said, you know, trust in the truth and the integrity of who he is. And, again, it's very important to know if someone has a lot of, I call it emotion. It just basically hurts that, again, Alicia had said that he has, that maybe he just doesn't want to share and have scarred him. Just, like I said, just be his friend right now. Sometimes you just need a good friend, and that's all you need.
Okay. I can do that. I can be patient. I can do that.
Work on, so I would definitely, just be patient, let it go. Okay?
Okay.
Write that letter to yourself. I think you'll feel better about that, getting it out. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to all of you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Don't forget to call.
I will. I absolutely will.
All right. Okay. Did we lose anybody? You guys are so quiet.
I'm here.
Oh.
Okay, we got two more. All right. Okay. You're not really on the air, but you're on the air with us. What's your name? Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. My name is Ebony. Hi, everyone. Hi, Desiree. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Donnie. And I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, but Alicia?
It's just
Alicia. Okay, nobody's getting it right. I answered anything.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I want to get it right. Alicia. Hello.
So how are you?
I guess okay. I just have a question because financially this year has been like really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know where I stand with that. What am I doing wrong? Because I find myself in and out of the same vicious cycle.
Oh, so what you're trying to do is figure out how to keep going forward in a nice, prosperous way all the time.
Productive way, yeah.
Instead of hitting those valleys?
Yeah.
But it seems like you've learned a lot from those valleys as well. True?
I don't feel good.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, right now, it's like the one thing I do see with you very clearly, I've been showing this like three times already. You're at a wall, okay? But the wall is a representation of coming to the end of what you've been through and entering into a prosperous cycle. I feel like once you do cross the threshold of 2010 into 2011, we're talking 10 years of prosperity, okay? That's what I get with you. It's one of those things that don't sit there and it's almost like, okay, we have focus, but we're trying to figure out with all the things I've done and all the focus, and I should be getting some kind of result here. Is that true? Well, you're at the wall. I feel this is what I see with you. I see that you're very frustrated, and there's the wall. You have a sledgehammer in your hands, okay? And just about the time you hit the wall, it falls down before you even hit it. So that's quit getting so impatient, because you're coming to it right now. I mean, you're coming into it. So you don't want to do this thing I call, and I've actually done a lot of research on this too, because it makes a lot of sense. People have a tendency to get angry, and they put that energy out there, which can cause a nice little boomerang effect where you get those valleys. And not you throw the energy out there because you're angry, and then you get a good result. But you still have to deal with that energy coming back, what you put out there with the anger you put before it. So what you want to do is you want to stop doing that. And this is a great year to start that, because I'm telling you, when you get into January, what is that beeping noise? Is my time up?
Sorry.
Is your phone
on? I'm trying to keep my cell phone on.
Okay. I feel...
It's running out of juice.
You're right here. You're just right
here. Oh, you have a low battery. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's got low battery?
I figured we're all here. We'll be all right.
Okay. Okay, that's what I see. You're right at the threshold. I mean, the wall's coming down as we speak. So you're going to go in something, and you should definitely see some really positive things happen in January. I would say one thing, I don't see past the wall. I feel like you need to, as we go into today, and even the 1st of January, you should sit there and regroup and rest. I mean, you've worried yourself to death about a lot of things. You can feel the energy drain on you as well. God, I feel it really bad. So I feel like you should take the next 3 days and just rest, preparing yourself for what's going to happen in January. I want you to do things because these are the things that have happened to me, all right? I mean, take notice to your guidance. And the reason I really stress that is because I've been in situations. I was working in Florida, working for a job agency, was actually one of the spot labor places, and doing really well. I mean, I hooked into a job that lasted almost 3 months. And all of a sudden, it wasn't nothing. But I did ask for something more. So in the process of asking for more, one had to leave in favor of the other. And what I did was I went home, and I just knew that something was going to present itself. So I just decided to read one of my angel books. And in the process of reading my angel book, I opened it up, and this card fell out. It was a card for a job agency. And I said, okay. Something told me to call that number. I had a job, a full-time job, working at this factory. Well, it was actually a warehouse, in 20 minutes. And this is how fast things can actually change if you just allow them to do that. So I was wondering how come the job left that I was working was so good, why it happened so quickly, but I did ask for something more permanent, and where I guess I was looking for some kind of security, and I asked for some place to at least work for 6 months, which was kind of funny because when I got that job at the other warehouse, I think I worked there exactly 6 months, and I forgot to ask for more. Next thing I was unemployed. But I'm just saying, when I reaffirmed it again, another path opened up. Because I said, I probably did say, okay, I want something. I forgot to say something on that one. But I'm just saying, it happened in 20 minutes. So that's what I'm saying here. Just listen to that. When it pops in there, it does its whole thing. Are you there?
Well, yeah, I just like these, boost of energy, and then I get, depressed. I mean, to the extent sometimes I'd rather be dead than alive. And then I look around, and there's other people whose situation is nowhere near mine. You know what I mean? It's okay, but it's not where I want to be. So, sometimes I just get tired of just struggling. It's exhausting. And I do sleep a lot. I sleep too much. That's the problem. I'm sleeping too much, and I'm getting even more tired. And I don't like this feeling. And, I see it coming on. Now I'm to the point where I can actually see when the depression is coming. But it fogs me up so bad.
I'm just saying, in those situations, when you see it coming, that's your guidance kicking in and say, okay, this is coming. They're directing you to do something as in a physical thing. And it doesn't matter what it is. Go jog around the park. Park. Yeah, I got a British accent now. Just do a jog around the park or something, just because they're basically directing you into a situation, motivation. I need some motivation here too. I'm just saying, with you, I want you to do that, okay? Because if you do that, you're coming up with solutions so those things don't happen. This might sound crazy to some people, but you can actually get addicted to being depressed and different emotions, because those emotions actually do have a chemical that's released in the body to make for those emotions to happen. So there's a lot of things happening on a different level. But see, you also have to understand, you know, it's like driving your car. You still got control, and when certain things happen to the car, you just instantly fix them. It's the same thing with your body. It's finding solutions in maybe different ways of doing that, because the body's different. Of course, it's different than Chevy. But I'm just saying, you're not going to let your Chevy make your decisions for you. So why do you let your body do the same thing?
Well, I'm not addicted to being depressed. I don't like it. I have a daughter, and sometimes I'm here, but I'm not present. And it's not good for her because she doesn't understand what's going on. All she sees me do is work, go to school, come home, and go to sleep. You know what I mean? I don't like that.
Yeah.
Why
have you stopped being creative?
What did you say?
Why have you stopped being creative?
Stop being creative.
Why did you stop being creative?
I don't know. Like, I used to exercise really, really helped me. Like, some people may drink, they may smoke, do other things, have sex. Exercise is good for me. But, like, I'm in school in the evening doing cosmetology, and my feet hurt so bad at the end of the night that going to the gym, I used to try to balance it. It just made my feet worse, where I split my plantar in both of my feet. And it hurts really bad. So I can't be creative like I used to anymore. But that was one of the things that I did it for me. I can't
deeper than that, though.
What you need to do is go to Walmart and get you some inserts in those shoes of yours, because if you do that, it takes the stress off your heels and your ankles, and that pain that you've been experiencing will go away. And then, therefore, you can go back to being creative. See, well, what we're suggesting to you is that creativity is not the ideal of maybe making a scarf. It might be more on the level of being creative to solve these situations and these issues that you're having. That you'll understand that every time you fix one, you get more confidence that you can come up with a solution to do the same thing with another one. So this is
something more, though. I mean, there's something more because, you know, as being a creative person, and even go back a little bit further here, the things that you used to really make you happy. I mean, maybe, you know, being a parent and everything has kind of stepped in and taken over things of that nature, but...
Well, I never really was happy. I have to be honest about that. I'm happier.
Well, things that make
now.
You happy, you know?
Well, I'm doing things more so now than I did before that makes me happy. Like school, I totally love it. That's my niche. This is where I like to be. I get to interact with people. I'm laughing. And it's coming from inside where I haven't felt like myself since I was a kid. You know what I mean? So now I feel more like how I was when I was younger. And that makes me feel good. So I don't know, but I will, you know, take all that information. What'd you say?
You know, there's this strange little weird connection between depression and being creative. And the more that we are on the creative side, the less depressed we will become. It's when we give that those things that make the purest thing. And that actually makes everything worse.
What makes everything worse?
When we give up the things that make the spirit sing.
Okay.
Yes, because, see, this is the kick right here, okay? 2011, you said you'd never really been happy. Well, this is the next year that you do have the chance to do that. Because right now, I'll give you one thing about what I've been doing for a long time, really getting into the whole thing and really experiencing, not just doing readings, but experiencing the whole spiritual lifestyle, is I've changed a lot. And I used to be in certain situations where you have a tendency to get depressed or you don't take showers for a couple of days and that kind of stuff, and you just don't know what you're doing. But I'm just saying, you let yourself go forward, and the idea of focusing on depression or focusing on why don't I do those things? Maybe you should focus on see if you can do those things again. I just personally, when I was sitting focusing on you, I got these freaking little jelly inserts that could go around your heels that could solve the problem for you. And you should definitely think about that, because I just feel like it. I worked for the carnival for about 6 months for the last 2 years. I'd take 6 months. My freaking back of my legs, calves, and feet would hurt so freaking bad, okay? And I remember that because they actually showed me a picture of what my feet were like, and then after I got the inserts, you know, there was certain times where I'd be great for 2 weeks. Of course, I had to replace those inserts because I'm actually standing on my feet for 16 hours a day. So what it's saying is, it's saying to you, the inserts are working, but if you're overworking them, you've got to replace them at least 2 or 3 weeks, every 2 or 3 weeks. But don't give up on it. I mean, it's like somebody sitting there going, I'm focusing on $100,000. I only got $93,000. I'm mad. And I'm sitting there going, why? You were making $8,000 in the first place. Now you're making $93,000? You know, it's the idea of being appreciative of what's going on right then and there instead of saying, well, you know, why didn't I make more? When you should sit there and say, wow. And I feel like this next year is going to be like a wow year. So
I hope that it is. I really do. I hope that it's like, oh, overall it encompasses like better relationships, because I'm a single mom and I haven't been in a relationship, you know, and just financially, my health. I want everything to get better.
Sit down, get the picture, exactly what you want it to happen, way you want it to happen. Don't say hope. Hope's a great thing, but you got to live it, too.
Okay.
Don't hope for those things to happen unless you're also going to put your consciousness into them as well. So, therefore, I got hope. So, therefore, use the hope, motivate yourself, find some ways. Because I wasn't saying that you should stop on your creativity, because I think you are very talented in all different directions, and you need to really explore those again, because I feel like the creativity was just the tip of the iceberg of what you could actually do with your life, and this is a good year for that, too. I was just saying, creativity, I've noticed very creative people have a tendency to also find those solutions for just a small little thing, which makes the bigger solutions and the bigger eureka moments they've had even more intense, because it's a chain reaction. Your feet are keeping you from something you love to do. So what you find, you don't sit there and give it up, okay? You find a solution so you can be creative again, because that's who you are. That's where your talents are. That's where your angels are guiding you to. And I feel like all the things that we've been giving to you are just ways to sit there and tell yourself the creative, just being creative. Like she said before, creative is like the connection divine. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
When you're being creative, you're being instructed.
Well, she said that really resonated with me, because I am very creative at a lot of things that I do. You know, mm-hmm. I'm always trying different things. I'm the type of person that's open and willing to try a lot of things. But, you know, maybe I'll just let everything else get the best of me.
Right. I'm just saying.
Can I say something?
I'll let you know a little bit of something here. I've started painting about 2 years ago for the first time after about 20 years. It took me a long time to work through some things that had happened to me a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had terrible, terrible creative block to the point where it's actually painful for me to draw and paint. For some reason, it didn't affect my ability to do something on the computer like graphic design, but to do things by hand, it did.
Right.
I took up the African djembe, and let me tell you, that changed things. You wouldn't think that learning how to do African hand drumming would change anything. It did. I showed my drum teacher Baba my painting, and he was kind of in shock when I showed him the painting. And I told him, you know, this is because of you.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling from the drumming, it opened things up inside me.
That's amazing what things can do. So if you're always guided to do those things, just follow through with it. They always have a positive outcome. Desiree, did you want to say something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to say that as I'm listening to you, I really feel... I feel for your heart that you are a single mom and that you have a child that you're taking care of, and you also are working and going to school. So you need to pat yourself on the back. It's almost like I need you to go out and celebrate this. Maybe you need to do that tomorrow night or the next day and get out a cake and get some balloons or even some horns with your daughter, whoever your family is, or your friends, and if it's just the two of you, you need to just celebrate the accomplishments that you have done. And you've got a daughter here that thinks the whole world of you. You know, you are her essence. You are her life. She sees life through you. Now, if a child is seeing an unhappy mom, it's going to resonate through her, and she's going to be unhappy too. So it's important for you to show her, even though she can see you struggling, because children pick up on this very easily, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I've gone through it myself, but I just want to tell you that you're being much, much too hard on yourself, and you need to put a pat on your back and allow the higher source, allow your angels to surround you with love and know that you are loved very much and accept their love. And I want you just to ask for help whenever you need it. Believe that they're helping you. Know that they're helping you and just say thankful. Thank you. And do that every day. And when you get up in the morning, just, you know, say thank you for another day. Not to be thinking, you know what, my life, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in the existence of it or any of that. Because, honey, you are, you're there's so much of you that needs to be out there that other people need from you, that you're there to be there for that.
Mm. Okay?
Yeah.
All righty?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to call us after we're off the air, you want to give us a call or give me a call or whoever you want to choose to talk to, I think you need a little more after the show, but I'll be glad to deal with you. So, think about that. And anybody else want to? Because I want to tell area code 218. If we have the tendency to get cut off, she can also call us too. Well, call me. I'll take on the whole thing of saying after the show is over, just call me, no charge. Just call me after the show. I'll answer your questions for you if we don't get to you. Right now with Shannon. Hello. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think I'm just saying this is going to take a little bit longer, and I really want to get 218. But I'm also saying to you, you can call if you want to. You know, I'm throwing my services out there. Just call me after the show so you can sit there and talk a little bit longer. Because I think you still have some venting to do, and maybe I can also give you some other things or maybe some things around you that you can actually check out as well. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the call.
Thank
you. Happy New Year now.
Yeah.
Have a great New Year.
Bye-bye now. All I was saying, guys, was I think she's going to need a little bit more than just 10 minutes. And
yeah.
It's one of those things where you don't feel like saying, well, it's for $10. I just didn't feel like doing that. I feel like she just needed to, she needs a little bit more, that's all. Let's talk to 218. I think it's another woman. What do you think, guys? You want to throw it out there? Want to have a bet? I think she's a girl. Okay. 218.
Hi.
See, I could have won that bet.
It's Christine. I just wanted to call back because I got cut off before. And I have to let you know, too, I just love your show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
So I'm just going to go back into the archives and listen because I wasn't able to hear but parts of it. So thank you very much. And, yeah, you have a great show.
Thank you. And Alicia did do a reading for you. Even after you got cut off, she went through a full reading. So, yeah, definitely go back and listen to that because she had a lot. There was, like, at least 10 minutes of information there. So, definitely go back in the archives and get that.
I will do that, Alicia. I actually caught the end of it, so thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And you guys are really talented.
Thank you, Desiree.
And very helpful.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Really,
thank you so much.
Thanks.
Sorry I cut you out.
Oh, no problem. But the other thing is it's great listening to the show. I just learn a lot from the whole show and advice you give others. So I just wanted to say hi, so I stayed on the line. Everybody have a happy new year, and I'll listen tomorrow, and I am going to take advantage of your January offer.
Thank you. I'll be looking forward to working with you.
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you. You have a great...
Thank you.
Happy new year.
Happy new year.
Happy new year.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, guys. Alicia, I really appreciate you being on the show today. I'm sorry I called you, Allison. But thank you for being on here. I guess you're going to be with us Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can you hang in there for the whole 3 hours?
I can hang in there for the whole 3 hours. I'll be all right.
Okay, I was just saying, I mean, I don't know how impressed you was with the show, but, you know, these shows get, it seems like the more we do and the more powerful they get, so some of the stuff that's been coming through, some of the people that are calling us. And I don't know if you agree or not how you feel about the show yourself, but you're more than welcome to come back as many times as you like. Just, you know, I thought it was a pleasure having you here. I'm looking forward to working with you Saturday. We're going to try to get you guys in more in there, too, but I tell everybody, with the information that comes through me, I just like to get it out as quick as possible, and it might be long and lengthy, but I definitely want to give everybody else a chance to throw your two cents in as well. Okay?
Okay.
So.
And thank you for coming on and giving me that reading. That was very nice.
Okay, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Send her a bill.
You can do one for me.
There you go. Yeah, you should definitely, you know, Desiree, you're good. You're very talented.
Swap with people all the time.
Yeah.
All right, so you want me to reach you at the 203-845-5381 number?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, give her a call.
All right.
Give her a call and give her a reading.
Yeah, I will do that.
Okay, and then I guess if I don't talk to you, Alicia, before the Saturday date, just try to come in, if you can get in before 15 minutes before we start the show.
All right.
Just to kind of like knock down the tension for a while, because it seemed like it worked pretty well. Today I freaked out because nobody was here, but it's one of those things that happens, so it's no big deal. Okay?
All righty.
Thank you again. I appreciate it. And
okay, take care.
You're welcome.
I'm
so, Desiree.
Okay, and here's the question.
Okay.
Bugging me. All right, I'm on the screen with you. You tell me how I'm supposed to do this. I've got my number up. I got a hand up. That means I am listening.
Did you push one? Did you push one? Did you push one?
No.
Okay, pump it. Okay.
You need to tell me what I'm supposed to push because I have no idea, and I didn't want to do it while we were talking to people because I didn't know what I was doing. But you want me to push the number one?
No, watch this. Watch what I do, okay? I think
okay.
You can see the color. What you're going to do is you're going to, watch what I do. But what you're going to do differently is when I push, what you do is you push yours and the person you're going to screen. Okay, so what you do is you'll go to the top and you'll push. You there? Okay, hold up.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, those are the Wisdom of Avalon cards.
The Wisdom of Avalon. And we're talking about the situation of King Arthur and all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the conversation was kind of wild, wasn't it? When I was sitting there going, I was telling you the story that basically it wasn't a story. It was me telling you how I was at that time of living that life and telling you, okay, this is how it really works and this is what really going on. And the guy got knifed in the freaking back saving King Arthur. He wasn't the one that put the knife in King Arthur's back. Sir Lancelot. So it's one of the things that people perceive in certain ways. And I know it's a very romantic story, but it's also a story that most people can identify with now because of the way the divorce rate is, you know. They look at the one of, oh, look, true love is basically when you steal something from somebody else. All I want people to do is say, no, the idea of getting what you want always comes in a way where it's a win-win situation for everybody. And seriously, take a look at the idea of, in the process of manifesting, the person that's coming into your life is benefiting from it as much as you are.
And I totally agree with that.
I'm going to have to go because I forgot. I have a reading at 9:45.
And I want to get something to eat because I'm starving.
There you go.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Is it okay to call you a little bit earlier?
When in the day?
Yeah, because you got. Don't you have to go to the store tomorrow?
No. I go to the store on Wednesdays, and I go there on Sunday, and the next two Sundays.
Oh, Wednesdays and Sundays. Okay, sorry. So you can actually be with us here. Oh, tomorrow's Friday, isn't it?
You're thinking it's Sunday? I know. My time has been, like, messed up. But, I feel like every day that I'm, you know, helping you do this, it's like a... Oh, it's just my calling. I love doing it.
So, don't worry. I'm going to get you on there. I'm going to get some readings for you, too, so don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not worried about anything. All right. I got to just deal with this new person that's in my life, and oh, gosh.
Don't forget to call Alicia and do that reading for her real quick.
Oh, I know.
Okay. If you can, if I'm available a little bit later... if you could give me a call and tell me how it went, or just call me whenever it's convenient for you. I love to hear about this, okay?
Yeah, okay, no problem.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.